news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Firefighting crews in Southern California bracing for a return of fierce Santa Ana winds. Fears the winds could erase progress made so far in beating back the flames while potentially sparking new fires. Looting of abandoned property is a problem, according to L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman.
And these criminals would be arrested, they would be prosecuted, and they will be maximally punished is a promise we are keeping. As we announced today, the charges being filed on 10 different individuals.
The wildfires have claimed at least 24 lives and have destroyed thousands of structures. Senate confirmation hearings begin today for some of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees, including Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. He's facing Democrat opposition amid anonymous allegations of wrongdoing, all of which Hegseth steadfastly denies. Today, day two of a nationwide campaign by citizens group Americans for Prosperity to prevent the 2017 Trump tax cuts from expiring at the end of this year. AFP Vice President Akash Aguli says the campaign is multifaceted, designed to reach both taxpayers and members of Congress.
What we're doing is this nationwide campaign of more than 100 events across the country, door knocking and ads and events, in addition to working inside the Capitol, inside Washington's lawmakers and their staffers so that the priorities are aligned and that message is going in both directions in a way that no one else other than AFP can do because of our presence in the grassroots and in Washington.
Americans for Prosperity seeking grassroots support nationwide to help preserve the Trump cuts. More information can be found on the website protectprosperity.com. Mixed close at the bell yesterday on Wall Street. This morning, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 163 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 148. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Bible.
Good Tuesday morning. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
So the Curtis Creek drawbridge was up around 5:30. We're back down in that area now, just checking on the Beltway once again. But it looks like all the lanes are open right now for the traffic through that area. So that's good news. We'll keep an eye on that. Yesterday, they opened that bridge up twice in that area of the Beltway. But looking at it live right now at Ordnance Road, all the lanes are clear. BW Parkway, nothing major. Arundel Mills down to Route 32 coming up from Powder Mill Road. All the lanes are open. And right now, we're clear. Nothing out of the ordinary right now with the lanes open south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're ready to get back to just regular winter, you're probably not alone. This is a cold stretch, and it lasts through Thursday. At least we're dry with sunshine. 34 today, 32 tomorrow, 33 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 26 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 30. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore City under a code blue extreme cold alert from today through Thursday morning. The below freezing temps and wind chills can pose a significant health risk to city residents, including cold related injuries, frostbite, hypothermia, and in some extreme cases, the potential for fatalities. During a code blue alert, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. Security guard who was murdered at Northwest Baltimore McDonald's, being remembered as an incredible father and a hardworking, dependable man, Jamal Davis shot and killed Sunday during an altercation with the suspect at the entrance to the restaurant. Davis worked for the Cameo Consultation Company, which has posted a message saying Jamal was not just a member of the team, but a part of the family, and his unwavering dedication, quiet professionalism, and genuine kindness left an indelible mark on everyone he encountered. Wes Moore will present the proposed budget, his proposed budget, to members of the General Assembly this week. At the start of the 90-day legislative session, the government spoke about the need to make state government more efficient and eliminate wasteful spending. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown, reacting after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge of the state's handgun qualification law. The 2013 law requires that anyone who wants to purchase a handgun in Maryland obtain a license before they can buy, rent, or receive a gun. It's a 6:05 on WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, yesterday was day one of week two on this four-game journey the Ravens are on, and the journey takes a step up in class this week. It's the Buffalo Bills, winners of 10 of 11 before a meaningless loss in week 18 against the Patriots. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on the challenge ahead for Baltimore.
It's a privilege. You know, it's a privilege to be a part of a game like this. You know, this is a big game. It's a divisional game. I mean, these divisional games are really hard to win.
Meanwhile, in Buffalo, head coach Sean McDermott addressed the media yesterday via Zoom and gushed about the Ravens' offense.
You know, a unique offense in terms of their production and how explosive they are. It's a great combination, unlike any I've seen with Lamar and Derrick Henry.
Buffalo is a 1.5-point early week favorite. Sunday weather right now looking like a high of 16 and a low of 13 with a 30% chance of snow. And we thought Saturday night against the Steelers was cold. Divisional playoff matchups were completed last night. The Rams took care of the Vikings in Glendale, Arizona. 27-9 was the final. The Cinderella season for Sam Darnold is over. Meanwhile, the Rams move on. They play the Eagles Sunday at 3 p.m. Coming up at 6:35, the Ravens are in we'll see mode about Zay Flowers. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning. morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, J14, 2025. I am Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And thank you for sitting in yesterday. Appreciate that.
For sure.
We're coming not up going anywhere else. Hour, this hour, the Governor Moore's Green Deal is in the red. We'll take a look at California Democrats' dereliction of duty in that state. Top story here today, Maryland budget debate is focusing on revenues. And we all know what that means. Now, keep in mind, this is a state where over $400 million worth of tax and fee increases from the Moore administration was imposed in the last 2 years. This is a state where heavy-handed regulations from the governor and the progressive Democrats on traditional energy providers has increased energy rates to the point where our electrical rates are going through the roof now and in the near future. Also keep in mind, the state of Maryland is increasing property taxes on homeowners and small businesses. In the last week, I told you I got my property tax reassessment, and it was increased by 33%. And I'm not the only one, believe me. They have over $1 billion worth of environmental regulations that Governor Moore just rolled out. And so it is making it much more difficult for retirees and for anybody, for that matter, to keep up with the cost of living here in the state of Maryland. Yet 22 minutes into the Maryland General Insane Asylum, Speaker Adrian Jones got up there and was already talking about raising taxes and fees on Marylanders.
We don't want to talk about revenues, but we have to.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about, but we have to. We have to. When you hear that term revenues or, you know, spending or you know, any kind
finance
of
finance enhancement.
Yes, any kind of euphemism for that, we know where they're headed with this, Bruce.
Sure.
Here we go again. The Republicans are saying, watch out, folks, grab your wallets.
This is a self-inflicted wound. We are very much aware of what was going on.
Our budget deficit is a self-inflicted wound, and our high cost of living is a self-inflicted wound.
Yeah, remember the good old days? Gee, not so much when Lockdown Larry was in. He left with a $5 billion surplus. He handed a $5 billion surplus over to Westmore and the Democrats, but they squandered it as they normally do. And again, this is a problem going forward in this session.
Maryland has become a state with a government that is of the government, by the government, and for the government.
Policies that we are talking about right now that have cost us a lot of money, that have put us in this position, many of them were vetoed by Governor Hogan, overridden by the Democrat General Assembly, and now we're having to pay the price for it.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay the price for it. But, you know, Senator Bill Ferguson, progressive Democrat in the General Insane Asylum, he knows what the problem is, and he's readily identifying it.
I like to diagnose things with facts, and when we look at how we got to where we are today, we know that it's entitlement spending. It's not some reckless spending from years past being caught up. It's and if it is, I would ask my good friends why they voted for the budget.
Yeah, who is this guy Howie, and can you get him away from the checkbook?
Yeah. It's not the size of government. It's not waste, fraud, and abuse. It's not relying on federal dollars, et cetera. It's entitlement spending. We're going to break that down. What is it when he means entitlement spending in Maryland? What's he talking about? We'll break that down for you in just a second.
Anything in your wallet? 613.
And everything.
Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We're in the Annapolis area right now looking at the Bay Bridge. Traffic coming west of Route 8 at Stevensville across the main span. All is well. Traffic eastbound is good. Most of the traffic is westbound that eventually will end up over towards the Severn River Bridge. Ritchie Highway, I-97. Right now, the lanes are clear. I-97 at Route 32. That backup doesn't occur till later. Last couple of days, it hasn't been there till right around 8 o'clock or so. So we'll go back and revisit that. There's a minor wreck near the airport Nursery Road. It's going to be east of the parkway and over near Andover Road. A lot of business areas right there, so keep an eye out for that with the deputies on scene. So far, we've been clear and good to go at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast sunny, dry, and cold through at least Thursday. And today's high is going to be 34, and that's all you're going to get today. And it's going to be bitterly cold here by the end of the week. And right now we are 24 in Columbia. It is 26 in Annapolis. And again, this is time for some one-liner news. If I can find my script, which I have misplaced at the moment. Ah,
he's off for 24 hours. Has to be retrieved.
I have located it.
So good.
Okay. Wait a minute. It's not two pieces of paper
stuck together.
Stuck together. Let me see. I got it.
Wait. Wait a minute. How did your screw up become mocking me?
That's what he does.
I know very well, too.
How about those Redskins, Chuck? Get to that here in just a second.
I'm not talking to you the rest of the morning.
That's right. Judge Aileen Cannon will allow the Department of Justice to release a portion of the election interference report in Jack Smith's investigation of Donald Trump. Democrats are optimistic by releasing this report. Now, just the thing that Kamala Harris needs to beat Donald Trump in the election. Oh, wait a minute. That didn't happen.
Unless you got a week for a retry.
That's right. Jack Smith's new nickname is Jack Squat, folks.
Jackass.
Right. Ukrainian President Zelensky has offered to send his nation's firefighters to combat California's deadly wildfires.
Oh, we'll get some of our money back.
Exactly. After all, we're paying for them anyway, so why not?
And by the way, there are 73 Mexican firefighters. I don't know why, 73, but that was the number.
Right.
That our friends are helping us. We have 73 Mexicans here.
That's
okay.
Right. And we have 730 just crossing the border in one day.
At the same moment.
Jeff Bezos' rocket company Blue Origin called off the debut launch of its massive new rocket early on Monday because of what they're calling technical trouble. Mm-hmm. So apparently they've got a little bit of ED. Some kind of, for the big rocket.
I'll tell you what, when that thing goes up, it's so big, they said you can see it in North Carolina.
Yeah, and it's going to be a huge one.
Wow.
Let's see, AP reports an upside in the frigid temperatures across the United States. It's a banner year for ice castles. These tourist attractions are apparently, they're raking in the money. New Hampshire, Utah, Minnesota, and Colorado. And there's some of these ice castles you can actually stay in overnight.
Not me. Just
what I want to do in the wintertime is to go stay in an ice castle.
Up on Lake George at the Sagamore, which is a very fancy hotel up there. Every year they have this, basically, it's an ice bar. So you can go get your drinks sitting on a cube of ice behind a block of ice. It's just, could I have an Irish coffee, please?
The only thing worse would be a nudist ice castle.
That'd be a little tough.
Yes, it would be terrible.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley explained why he chose to slide to the turf instead of running for an easy touchdown at the end of the Eagles' playoff win over Green Bay. He says it was to avoid injury. So,
okay.
Apparently this is... He borrowed it from the New England Patriots offense.
Yes.
They have a reluctance to score as far as that goes. According to financial disclosures, Pete Hegseth, the nominee for SecDef, made roughly $2.3 million per year at Fox News.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's taking a pay cut.
Yeah. But he has one perk. He gets all the MREs he can eat.
That's good.
Over at the Pentagon.
And they're so tasty.
Right. New report claims 22% of all job postings on employment websites are for jobs that don't exist.
Oh.
It kind of makes sense, because these people never pull their job listings down.
Right, right.
And once they fill them, number one. Number two, I guess this is going to legitimize the people that make up 22% of their job resumes. So,
well, the other thing, I suppose, would be that there may be people who are placing ads only so that the website can actually have some more subscribers to it.
Yeah.
They're there. They're on the site. They're looking. And I guess that makes them something special.
Yeah. So my big takeaway from the big playoff win for the Redskins / people call them the Commanders, but I always know them as the Redskins' first playoff win in 19 years.
Mm-hmm, right.
19 years. And the one takeaway I have is the Bucs quarterback Baker Mayfield, unfortunately, had a botched exchange, fumbled the ball about the 10-yard line, leading to a Redskins touchdown. He just looked to me as if this was Chuck Whitaker fumbling with a buttered biscuit.
Oh,
you know, it just nice. It looked...
It's the same, folks. This is the second time I've heard this in the last 20 minutes. He got me off the air, and now he gets me on the air.
Well, I got to run and rehearse, do some of the stuff before
the buttered biscuit. I blow it out your
ear. My understanding was Chuck usually for buttered biscuits was have his hands tied behind his back, and he just go before you.
Sort of like a zombie apocalypse movie.
Yeah, Bruce, yeah. Yes.
Bruce, I'm tell you right now. You get into this, we got 3 days, you and I next.
That's right.
You better just mind your manners today, big boy.
I thought it was a very entertaining game. It was the closest game.
I thought it sucked right from the beginning.
Of wild. Yeah. Why? Because you went up 3-0? You didn't like getting a lead, an early lead?
No, they came out. I'm just telling you. They came. I've seen them before. They have two different things. They come out, and they're flat, and Lovey, as I call him. I know his name is Todd Bowles. I call him Lovey.
Ooh.
I said Lovey came out. He couldn't call crap. You know, my mother could have called a better game than that for the defense. They know this guy can run.
Yeah, but, you know, it's even sometimes, you know, even the best. They had two spies on him. They had two spies on
J.J.
Daniels.
And still couldn't do anything.
And still couldn't stop him.
No. Just magic. About the time they get him, he throws the ball, makes a completion downfield 15, 20 yards.
You know? He's the magic man.
He is. Yeah, I knew that. Like I say, I told you off air. I said, when the rookie quarterback comes in, look out, Bucks.
All right. Well, it was an entertaining game. It was a close game. The doink heard around the world.
The doink. That's what I'd like to do right now. Like, never mind. Doink your ass. I can take that.
All right. It's a good thing we didn't bet.
That's right. I thought about that when the game was on. I'm glad I didn't do anything because I know I'd have been pissed off then.
That'd have made it doubly worse. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 620. And don't forget that New Year's health resolution right now, and you can continue to try to uphold that, maintain it. Don't break it. And if you need a little assistance, I recommend you go to res-q.life. That's res-q.life. Rescue Natural Supplements wants you to take this health survey. It takes about 5 minutes. It'll help identify your goals. It'll help you try to reach your goals and maintain your goals to lead a healthier, happier life in 2024. And right now, of course, what you do the survey. Once you take the survey, they'll recommend some natural supplements to help you get there or to maintain your health. And you get 50% off those natural supplements that they recommend for you. So easy to do, res-q.life. Sign up, take the survey today. I did. It certainly helped me identify a few goals I want to maintain. And in 2025, it'll help you as well. That's res-q.life.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Get ready for WCBM's Stake of the Union presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services, January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
Interesting piece of news, by the way, from the Jerusalem Post. There's been a handshake, Trump says, talking about the hostage deal finalization. And he says if they don't get it done, there's going to be a lot of trouble out there, trouble like they have never seen before. But he says there has been a handshake agreement on hostage release. Trump says, I understand there's been a handshake. They're getting it finished maybe by the end of the week. We're very close to getting it done.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with the ultimatum.
Yeah.
Get it done by the time I am sworn in, or they'll be hell to pay. We'll hear from Michael Waltz, the National Security Advisor, coming up on our MAG update at 7:15 here this morning. The latest on that is, of course, and that was number one. Number two is the Putin-Zelensky issue with the war in Ukraine, and that's going to be a little more difficult to do.
Yeah.
But Trump has vowed that's going to happen within 24 hours of him being sworn in as well. So we'll see.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And actually, the man who actually brokered peace between himself and
they're calling
Sean
it buttered
Casey.
Biscuit diplomacy.
That's right.
Yeah.
It works every time.
Is that what we're doing, Mr. Casey?
We're going to butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
You off the next 3 days, Mr. Casey? How's your wife, by the way? How's your wife?
She went her pre-op yesterday. She has surgery tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay. She's going in tomorrow.
Yes. All right.
All right. Well, we wish her well.
All right. Thank you.
Very good. Beltway locally looks good. Still running fine here between I-70 Liberty Road and Route 40 West. The interloop at Green Spring is good. The Parkville side is clear already. The Capitol Beltway is backed up, coming up the hill from 95 through New Hampshire Avenue and around through Route 29. Nothing major, but it's already slow. It's moving, but very slow on the outer loop, eventually around to the Mormon Temple. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast on a dry, cold, at least through Thursday. Today, 34, overnight 20. Tomorrow, only 32 and 33 by Thursday. And so we saw this polar vortex that's hanging around. 26 in Annapolis and 26 in Glen Burnie. And we're talking about Maryland budget, and 22 minutes in, they're already talking about revenues. And when you hear revenues...
Yeah, 22 minutes in, Sean.
Yeah.
Not the first half hour, not the first day, not the first week.
Right.
22 minutes.
22 minutes.
Open the session, and 22 minutes later, they're talking about how can we fleece the citizens some more.
And so Senate President Bill Ferguson was talking about entitlement spending. You think, oh, wait a minute, entitlement? What's he talking about? Because Social Security is a federal program.
Yeah.
Medicare is a federal program. What kind of entitlement spending is he talking about? And then it dawns on him, he's talking about Medicaid.
Yeah.
He's talking about Medicaid, where the feds pay half and the state of Maryland pays half. And here is a discussion of that. This is the minority leader, Jason Buckle, and, of course, along with Ferguson on this Medicaid issue.
We're going to be told by Democratic leaders, well, that's because of Medicaid. People are just getting sicker. Do you honestly think that people get sicker in Towson than what they do in Norfolk?
Some of the critics, though, say that, you know, Maryland isn't any different. People aren't getting any sicker here than they are in other states. So is it really the cost of the care, or is it the policies that have allowed people to take advantage of these services and programs?
Actually, in Maryland, we do have an aging population that is greater than many others, particularly an aging population that uses Medicaid for end-of-life care. That is different than a number of other states. We are not exclusively facing it, but it is acute for us.
Now, you know what other problem we have besides the aging population here in the state of Maryland? We have a 250,000 illegal aliens.
Yeah.
In the state of Maryland. That is their primary source of health care, is Medicaid. So that is the dirty little secret that Bill Ferguson, Adrian Jones, Wes Moore don't want to talk about.
Why would he not address that in these comments?
Yeah, because they don't want to admit it's politically incorrect for the Democrats to call out illegal aliens. And then further, he kind of hints at it here when he talks about eligibility.
Yeah, I mean, this is the exact question that we're having with the Department of Health right now, of where within our systems are we making sure that we have the correct eligibility for those who qualify, and that we are checking within the system that every dollar is being used in the most appropriate fashion. A lot of the entitlement programs, though, don't leave a lot for discretion.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of that. You know, you look at this Medicaid issue is exploding all over the country, and it's causing problems in Maryland, it's causing problems in these other blue states that have taken in all these illegal aliens without any California. You know, California, they allowed in California them to sign up for health care in California.
Yeah.
They don't have money to fill the reservoirs to run forest management programs and or come up with programs that help protect Californians from these wildfires. But, hey, they got plenty of money to welcome illegal aliens in and to sign them up for health care.
Yeah.
So this is a
top
problem.
Priorities. Yeah. I mean, money talks, everything else walks.
Yeah. So how can you treat any of their budget negotiations or discussions seriously unless they're willing to identify the real problems causing this escalating budget crisis?
Well, you really can't.
It's the reliance on federal money, which has gone away. It is the mismanagement. It is the putting money from the state into the city of Baltimore without any forensic accounting of where that money is going, how it's being spent. And it's just putting the welcome mat for illegal aliens here in the state of Maryland. Come to Maryland. We're going to pay for your health care. We're going to pay for everything you possibly want. We have become a magnet and it's going to be interesting. And one of the reasons why they now are having these budget, because there's a new sheriff in town in just 6 days.
Yeah.
And when the mass deportations begin and so on and so forth, it is going to be very interesting to see how this whole thing comes about during this budget process.
Yeah. No, not just interesting, it's going to be fascinating to see how the Democrats talk about enhancing revenue and somehow make it seem like they're not actually taxing us to do that.
Yeah. Coming up in the back half of the hour, we'll talk about the green raw deal by Governor Moore. He is now putting us in the red. But I did get several emails from listeners in the last couple of days. This is from Tim. Hey, Sean, I've been buying energy not from BGE for years now. I just recently received a letter from Direct Energy, which will no longer service Maryland, nor Constellation will no longer service residential customers. After doing a little investigation, two senators, one from St. Mary's County, Crosby, and the other from PG County, Augustine, introduced a new bill which went into effect in January 2025, has halted competition for electric and gas service for residential customers. This needs to be discussed and looked into in further detail. Thank you and appreciate your helping bring this to light. If that's the case, if we're no longer going to have choice here in the state of Maryland, yeah, imagine what our bills are going to look like. Imagine what they're going to be able to do when they're able to push this net zero nonsense in 2035, which we're going to get to in about 20 minutes here on the show. Now, I am a person with Constellation Energy. I did not receive that letter.
Oh.
So we're going to have to look into this more and see if it's people that whose terms have already expired. I have a three-year contract, so maybe that's the reason why mine hasn't. But we'll look into this. And if you've received any kind of similar letter, we'd love to hear from you here on the show, 410-922-6680. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, folks. Baltimore City under a code blue extreme cold alert from today through Thursday morning. The below freezing temps and wind chills can pose a significant health risk to city residents, including cold-related injuries, frostbite, hypothermia, and in extreme cases, the potential for fatalities. During a code blue alert, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. The security guard who was murdered at a Northwest Baltimore McDonald's on this weekend being remembered as an incredible dad and a hardworking, dependable man. Jamal Davis was shot and killed Sunday during an altercation with a suspect at the entrance to the restaurant. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will present his proposed budget to the members of the General Assembly this week. At the start of the 90-day legislative session, the governor spoke about the need to make state government more efficient and eliminate wasteful spending. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is reacting after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge of the state's handgun qualification law. The 2013 law requires that anyone who wants to purchase a handgun in Maryland obtain a license before they buy, rent, or receive a gun. Last year, a federal appeals court upheld that law, but the group Maryland Shall Issue appealed it, saying it violates the Second Amendment rights of their members. Brown says the court's decision is great news for Maryland and common sense gun laws. He says, additionally, the law helps prevent tragedies and keep families safe by keeping guns away from those who want to harm our communities. And the Baltimore City Council held its first meeting of 2025 last night. Newly elected President of Council Zeke Cohen and other members of the council say one of their priorities is to address truancy and student absenteeism. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick 3 Lottery, 103. Pick 4, 4730. And now at 6:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
They're setting up that construction area in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24, so they're already blocking the right lane there. So we'll be looking for that backup as you're going north from Mountain Road, heading up into Harford County. Right tube is a little slow now, southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just check the camera on the south end, and traffic is coming out. So no blockage right now, but a little more slow on the right tube as you're coming south on 95. 895 still looks good. The west side outer loop beltway now filling in. The brake lights almost back, not quite, but getting there. Very close now to 795, and then we'll be heavy from there down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're ready to get back to just regular winter, you're probably not alone. This is a cold stretch, and it lasts through Thursday. At least we're dry with sunshine. 34 today, 32 tomorrow, 33 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the status of Zay Flowers is still up in the air for Baltimore. The Ravens star receiver missed the Steeler game with a knee injury suffered in Week 18 of the regular season. And here is head coach John Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's in we'll-see mode. He's working hard to get back. And we'll see toward the end of the week if he's practicing. And he could play without practicing for sure if he feels healthy enough and if it's safe for him.
Without Flowers against the Steelers, Ravens wide receivers combined for just 7 catches for 82 yards and a touchdown against Pittsburgh, but didn't need more as the ground game pounded out 299 yards in the game. Meanwhile, Derrick Henry is on the mind of Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Yesterday, he was asked what he can conjure up to slow down the King.
Well, if we had about 5 300-pound linebackers, I think we'd be in pretty good shape. I don't know who has that size of linebackers in the NFL. He's been doing this for years, and he's really good at it. So it's, I don't know if anybody's ever stopped him. So he's certainly at the top of his field. And
Henry ran for 186 yards and 2 scores last week against the Steelers. And don't forget, he gashed the Bills for 199 yards and an 87-yard score on the game's first play in Week 4. Meanwhile, last night in Glendale, Arizona, the word was defense.
Darnold balls out. Picked up by Verse. Off to the races. And gone for the touchdown.
Joe Buck with a call on ESPN. Jared Verse, a 57-yard fumble return for a touchdown. And the Rams defense sacked Sam Darnold 9 times en route to a 27-9 wild card win over the Vikings. L.A. moves on to face the Eagles Sunday at 3. Elsewhere in the NFL, the rumor mill continues. First of all, Mike McCarthy becomes the 7th NFL head coach to lose his job. Cowboys parting ways with him yesterday and apparently now opening up conversations with Deion Sanders to replace him. Meanwhile, rumors continue to swirl around Pittsburgh regarding the release of Mike Tomlin. But Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that the Steelers don't plan to move on from Tomlin, currently the NFL's longest tenured head coach. And a sidebar here, Pittsburgh has not won a postseason game since 2016, as I'm sure you know, 6 straight losses. They've been outscored 63-0 in the first quarter during its last 5 playoff appearances. And this finally is so sad. Former Oriole pitcher Brian Mattis likely died of a drug overdose, according to a report from the Phoenix Police Department acquired by the Baltimore Banner and the Baltimore Sun. Mattis, 37, was found dead in his Arizona home on January 6th by his mother, Elizabeth, who went to his house to check on him. After he didn't answer the door, she entered through a bathroom window and found Brian Mattis on his back on the couch in the upstairs loft, cold to the touch. So sad. 6:37 is our time. When we return, J.D. Vance has a problem.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Well, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you,
Sean.
Thank you very much.
Number two, congratulations on the Commanders.
Yeah, thank you.
New guy we're trying out in the morning.
Yeah, him? Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll see if it works out. I'll talk to you about it later, Bruce.
If it does work out, he'll be back tomorrow.
Can he get some latte as part of his, get us some lattes?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason why JD, and then the other thing is, we got a ball game here between the three of us. The Friday football pick'em, one game separates all three of us.
Okay.
Bruce and I are tied for first, and you're in third with one game behind.
Who's coming on strong?
You are coming on strong. I appreciate that. All right. The problem with J.D. Vance.
My prediction. I will be third.
Here's the situation. He's got an inauguration coming up, as you know, on January 20th. Yeah. He and the president are going to get inaugurated. He's got an issue because the national title game is also on January 20th.
Uh-huh.
He's an Ohio State alum, a big Buckeye fan. They're playing Notre Dame. What the hell is he going to do?
What time's the game?
Who cares? Because it's an all-day affair.
Yeah.
The game, the game's in the evening, okay? But it's an all-day event.
Well, check to see if he's wearing an iPod.
He's going to do what Bruce did, with the little earbud thing.
Yeah.
And he's going to be watching / listening to the game while he's getting inaugurated and at the party.
Yeah. Well, there's three balls that night, so imagine he'll be able to slip in between to make sure he gets the necessary updates. Or they'll just have big screen TV set up at all three balls.
All three?
Yeah.
Just for J.D. Vance.
Just for J.D. Vance. He'll have it in surround sound all over his that's a good dilemma, but I'm sure he's...
It's going to be a great day for J.D. Vance.
It's going to be a great game.
It's going to be a great day for America.
But watch out for those Fighting Irish.
You think so?
I think so. Uh-huh. I think it's their
something
year.
About them.
There's something about this team.
I like it.
About this team.
9.5 point underdog.
I know. Ohio State's a good one.
It's a lot.
He's counting on touchdown, Jesus.
Yeah.
He is.
Got it.
6:39, 21 minutes now for the hour of 7 o'clock. They need a little touchdown Jesus in California, that is for sure.
Karen Bass, when she arrived back from Ghana last week, was asked by a Sky News reporter, if she wanted to have anything to say to the citizens of the city, wanted to apologize for being absent without leave. Look, this woman had pledged to not do any international travel while she was mayor. And, of course, then she goes over and travels internationally to Ghana.
And Paris.
Yeah.
And
it's
trips.
A big FU, yeah. Is what she's given the citizens there. So she was asked about it again yesterday. Are you ready to apologize to the citizens of your city who feel that you were out of town and out of touch when you should have been here behind your desk working?
We could face another very difficult situation for thousands of Angelenos. When we are past this period, there will be an evaluation of everything that went on. All of those issues will be resolved when we are clear that Angelenos are safe and we are ready to rebuild our city.
In other words, she's going to hope that the question goes away so she never has to answer it.
You know what country she visited the most?
No.
Cuba.
Yeah.
She's a big Marxist.
Or she really likes those sandwiches. I really like Cubanos. I mean, that's a good...
You've said that before.
Oh,
you can keep trolling, but it's not going to happen.
I know, good somebody. And, of course, the governor of the state of California.
Tax to the max, and the water's gone dry. While Gavin saves Morris goodbye. Immigrants pour in, the homeless take root. But damn, his hair looks sharp in his tailored suits.
Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who says he's not interested in any blame right now, mostly because it's going to fall on his shoulders. He just wants to know what actually happened.
There's so much mistrust and finger pointing. Let's just get the facts and let's get them out quickly. Let's stop the finger pointing. Let's just assess the truth. I'm not interested in who's to blame. I want to know what happened.
Yeah, he's not interested in who's to blame because he's to blame.
So when you learn what happened, I'll be at the French Laundry.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Chowing down up in the Napa Valley. The idea. And this guy, really, this is a technique that the politicians do. If they think they're going to be the target, they want to take over the investigation. Because that way they can figure out how to deflect so they're not the target anymore. It's classic. And that's exactly what this guy's doing. He says, but don't worry about it. Joe said... He's going to pay for everything.
We have a president of the United States that within 36 hours provided a major disaster declaration over a text. We had support from the president of the United States, Joe Biden, with 100% reimbursement. All the resources you could hope for or imagine, constant communication. I'd like to extend that to the president-elect.
So he is going to pay for 100% of all the costs. Meanwhile, the people outside Asheville, Tennessee, or Asheville, rather, Asheville, North Carolina, they are still sleeping in tents. And FEMA's kicking them out of the warm places where they had been because they wanted to shut down for the weekend. That's an interesting dichotomy, to say the least. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, there's a new wreck now on the PW Parkway southbound. It looks to be between 197 and 198. The initial report said the road blockage, left-hand lane. Of course, the parkway is only two lanes either direction anyway, so very quickly a backup there moving south from 197. Also a new wreck in Adirondack County westbound on Route 100. In the area of the ramp right before 295. Looking at some slowing now. 95 south, 895, by the way, first is clear, but 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel is now slowing from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. And again, it looked to me about 15 minutes ago we were a little slow in the right tunnel, but it's really heavy south right now with the four lanes moving going into and then out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And again, on the south side, we see nothing but green arrows, so all four lanes are open as you're moving south, eventually down towards Key Highway and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, the other thing that the Baker Mayfield fumble reminded me of was years ago at Burns Steakhouse in Tampa, Chuck reaching for his wallet, you know, just kind of fumbled it right onto the table.
And
there.
It went down the steps and out the front door. And just so happens that the valet had pulled my car up there.
That's right.
Well, you know, you have Chuck has, I mean, it's a medical condition. You got to accept that. He has Tyrannosaurus Rex arms.
I got a bad hip. So, I can't go that far over.
Arms only go this far out, Sean. He can't really reach the check very well.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and cold today.
I told you, Bruce, you're asking for it.
Yes. Today's I-34. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. Clear, 21.
No, you ain't going to get it.
In Forest Hill is 25 in Glen Burnie. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon, shall we? Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson. Holidays may have passed. Winter season still in full swing. To celebrate the chilliest time of the year, Barilla has put a wintry spin on pasta. Snowfall is a new limited edition pasta. It's shaped like snowflakes.
Is each one individual and unique?
Yes. If you want to feel like wintertime while you're eating your pasta, Barilla Snowfall is available at stores right now.
Mm-hmm. A quick update, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Just looking at this wreck, found it just now westbound Route 100. Before the parkway, it's backed up already on 100 westbound, almost back to I-97.
Jeez. Welcome to our nightmare. Wendy's is sparking a fast food frenzy with rumors starting about Thin Mints Frosty collaboration with the Girl Scouts. You imagine a Thin Mints Frosty at Wendy's? That would be good. And from why would they? Dr. Pepper has decided they're going to add a new flavor to the Dr. Pepper line. Dr. Pepper Blackberry, coming in 2025.
Okay.
Well, we'll try it.
Too bad.
Yeah. Cheetos is releasing a new flavor just in time for the Super Bowl. It's the first addition to the Cheetos Puffs lineup in more than a decade. So now you get Cheetos Puffs cheese pizza flavor if you're a Cheetos fan. You'll still get the orange dust on your fingers and face, but it will taste like pizza this time.
Nicotine-stained finger.
That's right. That's quite the combination, let me tell you.
I know.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:47, 13 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Gavin Newsom is just, I think he's now pretty much doomed his chances for national office the way he and Karen Bass and the rest of the progressive Democrats have. This is a classic study of incompetence.
Excuse me, wasn't it Helen Reddy who had that song, Delta Dawn?
Yes.
I think that actually Gavin Newsom is trying to help her have a comeback because now he is all preoccupied with the Delta Smelt. You know, Delta Smelt, what's that little fish that you felt?
I don't know what he's referring to when he talks about the Delta smelt and reservoirs. The reservoirs are completely full of the state reservoirs here in Southern California. That mis- and disinformation, I don't think, advantages or aids any of us. Responding to Donald Trump's insults, we would spend another month. I'm very familiar with them. Every elected official that he disagrees with, very familiar with them.
Yeah, that's a Gavin Newsom whining because somehow he's actually having to shoulder some blame. He can't pass everything off to the locals, so now he's decided to go ahead and blame Donald Trump for what happened in California. And we'll get into this in slightly greater depth in a minute or two. Adam Schiff, the newly seated senator from the state of California, I still have trouble wrapping my brain around this one. Says, yeah, according to information he has, every reservoir is full to the brim.
My initial understanding is the reservoirs that the Palisades were drawing on, these 3 million gallon reservoirs, were full at the initiation of these fires.
Really? Were they? Then why do we have visual images of empty reservoirs? I'm just a bit confused.
Well, one of the reservoirs, the Santa Ynez Reservoir, was...
under construction, under repair of some sort, yeah.
Yeah, but that questions who the hell authorizes that during
fire
season.
In the middle of fire season.
Yeah, I mean, that's just incompetence. I'm sorry. This is gross incompetence. You have you elected an incompetent mayor, you have an incompetent governor, and all they worship at the altar of woke and, you know, the green, you know, stuff that is driving the rest of these states. Like Maryland. Maryland, we'll talk about that coming up after the break here, but Maryland's also now the next in line with this electrical fossil fuel nonsense.
Well, what Gavin Newsom was talking about, the Delta smelt, it's this little fish, and instead of sending the water, which is basically the snow fall from further north in California, instead of sending it down to the Los Angeles area so they'd have lots of water around, instead he shunted it off into the Pacific Ocean in order to protect the Delta smelt. So we're protecting that little fish. Meanwhile, lives have been lost. Millions of dollars worth of property has been destroyed. The damage to the environment there is profound. And one more from Adam Schiff. He says, don't forget, Southern California, the towns there, the reservoir, just exactly the same as everywhere else in the country. That is a lie.
There are probably hundreds of towns in California, thousands and thousands across the country that are in equally the same position, that if they had 100-mile-an-hour winds and a lot of dry fuel, they wouldn't have any more water than this community did.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a lie, because that misses the point. The point is not how much water they have on hand, but what preparations were taken the day before. I mean, the month before, the year before, did they clear the forest floor? As actually Donald Trump suggested to Gavin Newsom in 2018, that this is what they do in Finland, and they've ended their fire problem.
Look at what Florida has done and do for hurricane preparation.
Yeah.
During hurricane season. They know when the hurricanes are coming. They know now building codes have changed. Other things have changed. The emergency evac plans have all changed. Florida has done it right in prepping for hurricane season.
Can't prevent nature.
No.
But you're going to just to you, what she is going to do to you.
Absolutely. You can prepare for it. So that is just incredible. 6:50, 10 before the hour. Vinny Steele's your home sold guaranteed realty company. Vinny and his team will come out to your home, evaluate it, talk about staging. And once you get all the niceties out of the way, eventually you're going to talk dollars, price, and time frame. And once you both agree on that asking price and when you want to sell your home, and you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. It's guaranteed to sell. Because if it doesn't sell for that price during that time frame, Vinny will buy it from you, and he will pay you in cash. That's why so many Marylanders, and Pennsylvanians for that matter, have utilized the services of Vinny Steele. And they can do that because of a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today. So call Vinny if you're interested in selling your home with that guarantee. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Get ready for WCBM's Steak of the Union presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Take a now at WCBM.com.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Poor, pitiful me. 6:52 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. It was kind of the theme song for Karen Bass right now. Your poor, poor, pitiful me. Coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning, right here on the Morning Drive. Zuckerberg decides he's going to kind of change directions. He's just kind of going with the waves, folks. He saw what happened in the last administration. He adjusted to them. He's going to do the same with this administration. We'll find out exactly what the Biden administration forced him to do, though. Kind of instructive. That's coming up next hour. And Joe's mind, it's gone. It's just gone. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Delay still there on the BW Parkway. The wreck was southbound between 197 and 198. Looking at the camera at 198, still very slow through that area. So definitely a heads up for that if you're traveling south. And then delays in Adirondack County. The wreck is all the way over at 295 on 100 westbound, but it's backed up through the ramp at 170, and it's backed up. I think the tail end of the backup will probably be back towards the area of the ramp at I-97. You'll have delays on the Beltway. Pretty solid now from 795 heading down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Weather channels are sunny, dry, and cold today, at least through Thursday. Today's high 34. Right now, 25 and clear in Millersville, and it is at 24 in Dundalk. So we're talking budget. Tomorrow, Governor Moore is going to submit his proposal to balance the state budget, which is required by the state constitution. And today, in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter, he writes, for the third year in a row, we will not raise the sales tax or the property tax. But they will reassess you, as they do one-third of the state each and every year. Through reforms in the tax code, nearly two-thirds of Marylanders will get a tax cut. And we will lower the corporate tax rate and focus on making Maryland more competitive and business-friendly. Additionally, our plan cuts spending by $2 billion. These bold actions are needed to prompt the kind of economic growth this moment requires and demands. Let's not forget, we have a $63 billion budget, and it's grown every year. Even with Lockdown Larry, nobody's actually reducing the size of government in Maryland or reducing the budget. They're cutting projected
growth
or increases in the budget. That's a little game, a little parlor game that they play. One of the big issues is the by 2035, Governor Moore and the progressive Democrats want the state of Maryland to be net zero emissions, meaning that we will no longer be reliant on fossil fuel for energy purposes. And it'll be hard to find gas-powered cars, et cetera. You'll still be able to drive them, and as long as you can find a gas station to fill up at. But eventually the goal is to eliminate the internal combustion engine in all fossil fuels in the state of Maryland. And the Maryland Republicans have decided that that's just crazy.
We believe that is really the second most important item that we face in this legislative session, the crisis that has been put before us because of the failure to address energy generation solutions.
As State Senator Steve Hershey, Senator Justin Reedy says, this is absurdity.
The absurdity of all this is we're literally driving Marylanders' energy prices and other costs through the roof. We're driving businesses' ability to do business, their costs through the roof, because of the idea that somehow if we get to net zero emissions in Maryland, we can save the planet.
That's absolutely true, of course.
Yeah. And, of course it is. And why is this happening? Well, Delegate Jesse Pippi has that answer.
We have power plants that are closing without a backup, right, with no plan in place to create the commensurate amount of energy for our citizens.
Yeah, think about it now. We import 40% of all our power in the state of Maryland is imported from the region, from the grid, from other states, okay? So what's the answer? The MPRP, right? The power line.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to cut through Baltimore County, Carroll County, Frederick County. But guess what? That's not going to
give us any power.
No, it's a pass-through.
It's a pass-through for data centers in Northern Virginia, and maybe one or two in Frederick, whatever. And Governor Moore has identified this goal of net zero emission as a quote-unquote challenge.
There are some challenges we're going to have when it comes to things like, I think about some environmental work, things I believe in deeply, but I also know this. We have a new incoming federal administration that is not going to support that work.
And so now he's writing in this op-ed piece that it's the Trump-Vance administration threatening to disrupt Maryland's economy, which is already deeply reliant on the federal government. Well, here's the deal. There's pain. Look, for all those glory years when you were relying on the federal government, and you took the money, and you took all that federal largesse and all that surplus, it was the best of times. Well, get ready for it, because cuts are coming. The $36 trillion national debt is unsustainable for the country. So while you're whining about what's happening here in the state of Maryland, the rest of the country is suffering. We need to have a balance at the federal level and at the state level as well.
Well, he makes it seem as if somehow he has this great idea to cut spending because it'll enable him to do the wonderful things he has planned. He has no choice in the matter. We have a constitution in the state of Maryland that says you have to have a balanced budget. So either they have to raise our taxes, fees somehow, or, gee, this is a radical thought, spend less.
Yeah, indeed. We've got Hattie in Hartford County. Good morning, Hattie.
Morning, Hattie.
Good morning. The point to the Climate Solutions Act, it talks about any power consumed in the state. So what's the point of the Maryland Piedmont or this new extension cord that PJM is about to approved, it's going to be 765 kV to a new substation in Frederick called Rocky Point. If we can't consume any power in the state that's not net zero, there's no point to the extension cords that already exist or any ones that are planned to be built to bring in fossil fuel electricity from West Virginia and Pennsylvania.
Now, that is a great point. Yeah. That is an excellent point, Hattie. Thanks for calling in and sharing that point with us here today. So we've got some real challenges. These are really, and there might be some austerity heading on the way, but I just don't know if Democrats, if they have it in their nature to be austere when it comes to budgets. It's at 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Biden's delusional final foreign policy speech. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Fears that the progress made in battling the Southern California wildfires could unravel with a return of the vicious Santa Ana winds. The fires have already claimed at least 24 lives and have destroyed thousands of structures.
Sustained winds of up to 40 miles an hour and gusts in the mountains reaching 65 miles per hour are predicted through Wednesday. Strong Santa Ana winds have been largely blamed for turning the wildfires into infernos that have leveled entire neighborhoods in and around Los Angeles, where there has been no significant rainfall in over 8 months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Special Counsel Jack Smith claims his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated allegations that President-elect Trump had tried to overturn the 2020 election. Overnight, the Justice Department released Smith's report, which Mr. Trump dismisses as bogus and Smith as deranged. The prosecutor who investigated Hunter Biden is defending his work while denouncing President Biden's reaction to it.
The special counsel in the Hunter Biden cases, David Weiss, says his probes were the culmination of thorough, impartial investigations, not partisan politics. And he's criticizing President Biden for pardoning his son and, in his words, maligning officials involved with his prosecution. Weiss and his team filed gun and tax charges against the younger Biden that resulted in felony convictions, subsequently wiped away by presidential pardon. Weiss says Biden's criticism undermines the very foundation of the justice system. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Trump Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth heads back to Capitol Hill today as his confirmation hearing gets underway in the Senate. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 111 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 92. The S&P futures up 21 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new year is a great time to reconsider how we do things, like how to make things better in 2025. Like when it comes to the whole struggle of how to pay for your health care, people generally are not happy with the status quo. But there's good news. There's a much better option, and it's proven, too. MediShare is refreshing. You can save thousands of dollars a year. Many save up to $500 a month, seriously. And you get to choose from a huge network of doctors and providers. And maybe the best part, and we know this from research on why people join MediShare, they love this. Instead of sending your money every month to a huge corporation that might fund all sorts of procedures or things you don't believe in, you're joining a faith-based network of people who actually care about each other. And like I said, that's refreshing. There is a better option. You don't have to do it the way you've always done it. You can make a change and start saving now. Here's the number. They're easy to talk to. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
703 right now. Good morning. Tuesday morning. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Hanover Pike at Fortner Road. So if you're coming down from Hempstead, you may be going up north of Glendon. There are some medic units arriving there now. So Route 30 will have an impact both directions. That's going to be north of Route 91, and equipment is still arriving in that area. BW Parkway, just a minute ago, looked a little better from that earlier wreck that was southbound between 197 and 198. That could indicate that they have the vehicles off the roadway. 100 westbound from I-97 towards the ramp at 170. You're crawling because of an accident all the way over on Route 100 westbound before you get to the ramp at 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're ready to get back to just regular winter, you're probably not alone. This is a cold stretch, and it lasts through Thursday. At least we're dry with sunshine. 34 today, 32 tomorrow, 33 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Orlando, Ellicott City has 22 degrees. Hunt Valley has 27 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore City Council held its first meeting of 2025 yesterday. Newly elected City Council President Zeke Cohen and other members of the council say one of their priorities is to address truancy and student absenteeism, and a bill was introduced requiring that the school system find the underlying causes and recommend solutions. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has issued a statement after a man entered a guilty plea in the murder of his pregnant girlfriend. Malik McCormick fatally shot Jamira Burrell December of 2022 in the 5600 block of Woodmont Avenue, and he was charged with first-degree murder in July of 2023. Liberty Elementary School in Baltimore City was placed on lockdown yesterday after a shooting victim went to the school for help. A 28-year-old man was shot in the 3500 block of Garrison Boulevard shortly before 1 p.m. When he got to their school, officials called police. Medics took him to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 102. Your pick 4, 4730. Next, it's Starin' on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what stands out about the Buffalo Bills, a team that in Sean McDermott's tenure has gone 0-5 against the Chiefs and the Bills in the playoffs, but 6-0 against the rest of the AFC? Here's John Harbaugh.
I think the biggest thing that stands out is how well coached they are, how well tied together they are. They play complementary football. All three phases play off of each other. They have a defined personality. in every phase and as a team. They're very physical. They play very hard. They're cohesive.
I'll tell you another thing that stands out on both sides. The Ravens converted 74.2% of their drives in the red zone into a touchdown. That is the number one mark in the National Football League. Buffalo is second, 71.6, behind a powerful offensive line. The Bills also rush for an NFL-high 27 red zone scores, Josh Allen accounting for 11 of them. Maryland took the floor last night at College Park against the Minnesota Gophers.
On the floor, into the corner, Gillespie for the lead!
And that was a lead that the Terps would not relinquish. BTN with the call. 77-71, the final over Minnesota. Baltimore's Derek Queen with a career-high 27 for Maryland. And finally, the Caps will host the Ducks tonight in D.C. If you watch the game on Monumental, you'll notice that Craig Lachlan will not be on the call alongside Joe Beninati. Locker is in for a medical procedure. We love you, Locker. You are the best. Coming up at 7:35, the Birds are on the move. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on this Tuesday morning. Your top stories coming up in this hour. The confirmation process is now underway today. We'll take a look at the nominees, and Democrats are up to the same old tricks. Mark Zuckerberg went on Joe Rogan and talked about the brutal Biden regime censorship that was thrust upon Facebook. But our top story for you today is Biden is delusional yet again.
He is on his game. I'm telling you, Sean, this guy is as sharp as a marble. It's amazing that we've been able to keep up with him for the last 4 years. Of course, Karine Jean-Pierre for years was saying this guy, she couldn't even keep up with him. He's that good and that fast. And that led to this comment yesterday when asked about his view, looking back, retrospectively, his view on the campaign of 2024. Listen carefully.
I think I would have beaten Trump, could have beaten Trump, and I think that Kamala could have beaten Trump, would have beaten Trump. It wasn't about... I thought it was important to unify the party. And when the party was worried about whether or not I was going to be able to move...
Okay, one or two quick notes here, Sean. First, yeah, it's perfectly fine for a losing candidate to say, I think I could have beat him if I'd run against him, blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of smoke and mirrors. But then he said he thinks that Kamala could have run, could have beat him. Am I confused? I mean, I must...
No.
Wait a minute, no.
Now, we know who the one that's confused here. It's Joe Biden. He's delusional.
If she had run against him, Kamala could have beat him. Who the hell was the candidate?
If Joe Biden had still been the nominee, he'd have been destroyed.
Oh, absolutely.
The margins would be in the House would be even worse for them. In the Senate would be even worse for them. The popular vote would have been maybe like it was during the Reagan years, 10 million.
Yeah. Joe Concha, who writes for The Hill, shows up on Fox News. He says, on the Electoral College, had Biden stayed in, you wouldn't be looking at a Trump victory with 312 or whatever it is, electoral votes. You'd be looking at a Trump victory with 400.
Joe Biden's own internal polling showed him, if he were to stay in the race, would have lost to Donald Trump. Trump would have had 400 electoral votes if Biden stayed in.
Now, the thing is, this is kind of an interesting nugget that's coming out of the campaign. Of course, afterward, people begin to slowly dribble out some of the information. The campaign would not let Joe talk with his pollsters.
Right.
Because they realized the polls were horrible. And while he was still running, they would not let him see the poll numbers. First of all, who the hell's in charge? One would think it's his campaign. And if he says, I'd like to see the poll numbers, yes, sir, I'll get them right now. would be the appropriate response for the President of the United States. But they would not allow him to see the poll numbers. They wouldn't allow him to see how badly it was going.
I don't want to think of defiance. I just think they purposely kept it from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like, I want to see the poll numbers. I said, oh, you can't. They just knew they were bad, so they just made sure he was insulated.
Now, one thing that I'm going to really miss over the next 4 years, probably not ever, I'm saying this tongue-in-cheek, is, what that country song, you're back to the twist and shout along this. There's a new Joe Biden version of it. It's back to the whisper and scream.
Donald Trump turned 48 of 50 states more red when compared to the last election. The Democratic brand is broken.
Democratic brand is indeed broken, and here is Joe.
Today, I'm optimistic about our future, as optimistic as I've ever been. Just have to remember who in the hell we are. You've heard me say it many times. We're the United States of America, for God's sake. There is nothing beyond our capacity.
Why is he yelling at me?
Yeah. Look, this was a delusional foreign policy speech yesterday in which he pronounced that the borders were secure. That is delusional. There's mental illness there. He said America was now stronger than when he had it. When he first came in office, America is stronger border-wise, stronger in the foreign policy arena. And then he said Afghanistan went smoothly. Yeah. I mean, it was a swimmingly, a nice, beautiful withdrawal.
We're much more secure, particularly now that the CCP has land next to most of our military bases.
Yeah. And basically said the first time an American president hadn't been left a war. Well, it was Trump's decision to get out of Afghanistan, and they botched the withdrawal.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the 3s all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
95 northbound, Harford County, exit 76. That's at Route 24. They have construction in the right lane. We said it every day. Why is it there? 7 o'clock in the morning on 95 northbound. Unbelievable. Big backup there already. At least a mile of a slowdown on the northbound side. You'll have to get over to the left as soon as you can when you get right at Route 24. We have delays now. Both the Harbor Tunnels, 895, back to about the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is slowing around the curve from Eastern Avenue towards O'Donnell Street and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Don't see anything out of the ordinary there, but traffic is backed up. And I would say right now we're looking maybe 10, 12, 15 minutes for the traffic southbound at both the tunnels. The wreck did clear, and the lanes are open on the BW Parkway near 197. We're still slow westbound on Route 100 from the ramp at I-97. The wreck is all the way over at the BW Parkway. That's a pretty solid backup through there. And the late injury accident on the Hanover Pike in the area at Bortner Road, south of Hampstead, north of Glendon. You're looking at delays on Route 30 through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast says sunny, dry, and cold at least through Thursday. Today's high 34. Tomorrow 32. Thursday 33. So the polar vortex continues to impose its will on us here in January. Right now it is clear and 22 in Reisterstown and 27 and windy in Stevensville. And time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, Jerusalem Post and other outlets are now reporting that there is a handshake deal that Hamas is going to release hostages, perhaps as early as this weekend before Trump is inaugurated and sworn in next Tuesday. Incoming National Security Advisor Michael Waltz with the reason why.
So Hamas has nowhere else to go but to enter into some type of agreement, let's have a ceasefire. Let's allow our hostages to be set free. I want to see them walking across the tarmac or at a minimum some type of agreement before inauguration, because President Trump is serious. Everyone, any deal will only get worse for Hamas, and there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East if we continue to have this kind of hostage diplomacy. John, I don't think it's fully realized that these hostages will have been in those tunnels being abused, molested, raped in the most awful conditions longer now than our hostages were held in 1979 in Iran. It's just unacceptable, and there are going to be consequences to those who think they can take an American. There is going to no longer be any upside for anyone who harms Americans abroad.
That's a great point. Yeah. 444 days for the Iranian hostages, but the message has to be sent. There will be all hell to pay if we don't get them back by Tuesday, and after that, I still think there's going to be hell to pay. The message has to be sent that you do not abduct or kidnap Americans without a penalty.
Yeah, without understanding there is a cost.
Yeah. J.D. Vance, a little bit of a pushback now on his J6 pardons comment that he made on one of the Talking Head shows on Sunday. Here's what he had to say.
January 6th pardons, President Trump says there's a process. Where is the line drawn on who will and wouldn't be considered for a pardon?
I think it's very simple. Look, if you protested peacefully on January the 6th and you've had Merrick Garland's Department of Justice treat you like a gang member, you should be pardoned. If you committed violence on that day, obviously you shouldn't be pardoned. And there's a little bit of a gray area there, but we're very much committed to seeing the equal administration of law. And there are a lot of people, we think, in the wake of January the 6th who were prosecuted unfairly. We need to rectify that.
The vast majority of Trump supporters were peaceful, were patriotic, and were not violent. Remember, who opened fire first? It was the Capitol Police that shot people in the face. There's video of this. We have evidence with rubber bullets. Roseanne Boylan was hit with one of those rubber bullets. Yep. So there's evidence. We have evidence. It was Capitol Police that opened fire on peaceful, patriotic protesters, not only with rubber bullets, but with flashbang grenades. And in some cases, when people went in to intervene to try to save the lives of Roseanne Boylan, one of them was a East Tennessee deputy sheriff, and when he pushed a police officer who was trying to push him off Boylan, he was charged with violence against an officer.
Yeah.
So I think let's take a look at case by case. But the vast majority of these people charged with violent crimes were not violent. They were trying to defend themselves, or they were trying to help others. So, Senator Vance, I think you misspoke there. And now he's pushing back, saying, our Vice President-elect Vance, he said, first of all, I donated the J6 Political Prisoner Fund and got roasted for it during my Senate race. I've been defending these guys for years. So he's saying there's no daylight between him. Look, I understand you don't want to get ahead of your skis here. Let's hear from President-elect Trump on the J6 pardons. You don't need to be weighing in on the J6 pardons because you do not have the pardon power.
No, right? They should either be pardoned or, frankly, those who are accused of committing violence, depending on the level of violence. They've been there for a long time. What is the normal sentence for the level of violence that they committed? Maybe you commute their sentences as of right now.
Right.
If not a pardon, a commutation. Get it done. Let's get past this.
6 days until day one, and 100 executive orders are being prepared, and most of them involving immigration.
As soon as he gets into the Oval Office, he's going to sign the most comprehensive border security package by executive order in American history.
Yeah, Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff. Confirmation hearings begin today. Pete Hegseth, who was described in the military evaluation as, quote, incredibly talented and a battle-proven leader. Pam Bondi and Marco Rubio tomorrow. So that is great news. Over 50% of all federal employees plan to sabotage Trump, and 80% of federal managers who voted for the Democrats say they will oppose Trump's efforts. They should be the first to go, first in the firing line. The FBI has declared no known threats for Trump's inauguration. That would make me immediately suspicious. Former Navy SEALs, Green Berets, and veterans are uniting today in celebration of Pete Hegseth in support of his nomination. Fannie Willis is asking a Georgia Supreme Court to put her back on the Trump RICO case.
Yeah.
Governor DeSantis Governor DeSantis calling a special session for Florida's legislature to enforce the Trump mass deportation policies. At the Trump inauguration next Tuesday, the campaign garbage truck will be included in the inauguration day parade. And Carrie Underwood, American Idol star, country music sensation, will perform at Trump's inauguration next Tuesday, which is just 6 days away.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
722, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
John Adams wrote that our Constitution was intended for a moral and religious people. Now, by the phrase moral and religious people, Adams was referring to a people capable of self-government. In order to be capable of self-government, the people and those who would serve as their representatives must demonstrate self-control. Now, I believe that the weaponization of the Department of Justice against Donald Trump and against J6ers, as well as against those who have been imprisoned and fined for trying to save the lives of preborn children, are examples of the lack of self-control about which John Adams was warning us. Another glaring example of the failure of self-control is the horrible lawlessness of state and local governments during what is referred to as the COVID crisis. Government officials used this crisis to exercise tyrannical power that was nowhere authorized by the state constitutions and, in fact, was specifically prohibited thereby. It is, I think, important to remember that the tyrannical and criminal actions of former Governor Larry Hogan did not occur due to any fault or defect in the Maryland or the U.S. Constitution. The criminal conduct of the former governor in shutting down churches and imposing lawless lockdowns and forcing dangerous medical experiments on the populace resulted from his lack of self-control. Now, the misuse of the prosecutorial function against those who disagree with government designs has been termed lawfare. Well, lawfare is just another example of a lack of self-control. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23 right now, Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so we're back down at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and the lanes are open southbound. All four lanes are moving, but we've been slow this morning. It looks just like pretty much the normal delay that we had for a long time, all the way back towards the area between O'Donnell Street and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So heads up for that, and then 895 had been slow coming south of the Erdman Avenue ramp. We're still slow, and apparently one lane is open at the wreck westbound Route 100 at 295. Tail end of that backup is all the way back between 170 and the bridge at I-97. And again, this injury accident, if you're traveling north of Glendon, you're coming south of Hempstead, Route 30 is affected with that wreck at Bortner Road. I-95 northbound, slowing with the construction at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather turns out sunny, dry, and cold today and all the way through Thursday. It is going to be 34 for the high today. Right now, 23 in the city, 25 in Annapolis. Coming up at 7:37, Zuckerberg on Mark Rogan details the brutal Biden regime censorship, but as a good little Democrat, he's still pushing the jab.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. By the way, now that Joe has pronounced that he did really a swell job in the last 4 years, and the United States is in much better shape now than it was when he took office, which pretty much establishes the level of dementia we're looking at here. J.D. Vance says, here's a reality check for you.
President Biden has left us an absolute dumpster fire. Now, we're excited to get to work, but we need to be open and honest about the fact that President Biden has not left the next administration in a good place. We have a wide-open southern border. Oil is going through the roof. Bond yields went from 4.1% to 4.8% in a month. It's on top of the fact that President Biden has been running the largest peacetime deficits in the history of this country.
Yeah, the largest peacetime deficit in the history of this country. We've got to get that under control. If we do not get that under control, then we should be ashamed for what we are leaving to our grandchildren. Rand Paul, taking a look at the nomination process and the confirmation process, which begins this morning, 9:30, I think it is. Pete Hegseth is first to face confirmation hearings, and we'll see how that goes. He faced a lot of resistance early on. Rand Paul says, look, there should be a number of very quick confirmations here. This should not be the most arduous task for most of the nominations that the president has put forward.
In the past, the minority party has not obstructed at least a handful of high-ranking cabinet members to be approved in the first week. So I'm hopeful that Secretary of State, as well as Department of Homeland Security, will be approved either on the day of the inauguration or the day after or that week, as well as a few others. I'm hoping we get to it quickly and that we don't muddle it around.
Yeah. We hope to simply see a straight-up, straight-down vote with Republicans sticking together and putting the GOP nominees that the president has nominated for his various cabinet positions put in place.
Yeah, but the Democrats are starting to dig in a little bit. They're slowing down the paperwork for Doug Burgum.
Sure.
They're also slowing down the FBI background checks, at least until next Tuesday, on people like Doug Collins. So they're playing games, as Democrats always do.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, it is politics to a degree, but they're pretty good at it. They're pretty good at seeing if they can't muck up the works. Rand Paul says it's so unjustified for almost all of the nominees that what you have is a set of how Rand Paul characterizes as exceptional individuals who are setting up themselves for their various cabinet positions.
It's an amazing group of people and talented people that have been put forward, and I think most Republicans are on board. It's down to about two or three. We could probably lose, two or three and still get there. But my hope is those Republicans will look at this and say, you know, these are some really qualified people, frankly.
Yeah, and they are.
Sure. Now, the one that bothers me right now is Tulsi Gabbard has come out in favor of Section 702 of the FISA Patriot Act, which is the one that authorizes, the spying.
Domestic spying.
Again, on any of the enemies, yep. The roving wiretaps, so on and so forth, which was abused by the swamp to spy on Trump's campaign, to spy on his presidency, to spy on Americans. Now, she apparently did that to get James Lankford his support in committee, but maybe hopefully they know what they're doing, because this, to me, is part of the weaponization process with Section 702. The whole thing should be scrapped.
Yeah, well, I understand your feelings on this. My hope would be that if Section 02 is useful, what kinds of safeguards will they be put in place to make sure that those abuses don't happen again?
As of right now, none, because they're not rewriting the bill. So without rewriting the bill, there are none.
Yeah, and that is a question that has to be answered. But my hope is that these nominees, that most of them get through the first week, first 2 weeks. There's no reason to have this drag out forever in a month.
If you're looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year off right, now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and so much more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year's Savings. Rescue is celebrating you. You can save 35% on single bottles of Rescue Supplements with the code Health 35. That's Health 35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3s for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orosine for more energy and helping with your blood pressure. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. So to place an order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Speak to a friendly, knowledgeable Rescue product consultant, or you can shop online at res-q.com. res-q.com. Start your journey to better health today with the code HEALTH35, and again, save 35% on all single supplements with the code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Make this year your best yet with Rescue. 7:30, time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Liberty Elementary School in Baltimore City was placed on lockdown yesterday after a shooting victim went to the school for help. A 28-year-old man was shot at the 3500 block of Garrison Boulevard shortly before 1 p.m. When he got there, the school officials called police. Medics took him to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. Baltimore City is under a code blue extreme cold alert from today through Thursday morning. The below freezing temps and wind chills can pose a significant health risk to city residents, including cold-related injuries, frostbite, hypothermia, and in some extreme cases, the potential for fatalities. During a code blue alert, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need. The security guard who was murdered in Northwest Baltimore McDonald's this past weekend is being remembered as an incredible guy, great father, and a hard-working, dependable man. Jamal Davis shot and killed on Sunday after an altercation with a suspect at the entrance to that McDonald's. Davis worked for the Cameo Consultant Company, which had posted a message saying Jamal was not just a member of the team, but a member of the family. The company says its thoughts and prayers are with his family, friends, fans and all those who loved him, and he will be deeply missed. And Wes Moore will present his proposed budget to members of the General Assembly later this week. At the start of the 90-day session, the governor spoke about the need to make state government more efficient and eliminate wasteful spending. The state is facing a $3 billion shortfall, and the governor is expected to include $2 billion in spending cuts in the budget that he reveals on this coming Wednesday. House will first review the budget and then make changes before it heads to the state Senate. Coming up on 732 on WCBM, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Stake of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Pick three, lottery number 103. Your pick 4-4-7-3-0. And now it's 7:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in Howard County, I-70 eastbound at Route 94, and it looks like it's blocking the left-hand lane. So if you're traveling in from Route 97, Route 94 through that area, coming in towards Route 32, there is some backing and slowing there. Now we're back on Route 100 again, looking at the live shot here at 170 and the ramp from the ramp from I-97 still backed up because of an accident all the way over on Route 100 at 295. Last report, only the left-hand lane was getting by. We have delays on Route 30 on the Hatteras Pike. The accident near Bortner Road, so traffic north of Glendon, traffic down from Hampstead. That's still looking at a delay at least 20 minutes or so. That's the report right now. Construction delays, I-95 northbound. They take away the right lane just north of Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're ready to get back to just regular winter, you're probably not alone. This is a cold stretch, and it lasts through Thursday. At least we're dry with sunshine, 34 today, 32 tomorrow, 33 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens and Bills are off today, but Ravens head coach John Harbaugh met the media yesterday in Owings Mills. Grateful to be in the position that he's in, and that is among the league's eight best teams vying for a chance for the Super Bowl.
The four best teams in the AFC, the four best teams in the NFC are still alive. And, you know, to get to the Super Bowl, if you want to take a step out, you've got to win two games now. Whoever gets the Super Bowl has got to win two games against the best in their conference. That's tough.
Ravens took care of Buffalo back in Week 4 with Derrick Henry, rushing for 199 yards in that game, a season high. Bills head coach Sean McDermott was asked how you can stop the king.
Well, if we had about five 300-pound linebackers, I think we'd be in pretty good shape, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, good luck with that. Bills are a 1.5-point favorite, 30% chance of snow in the forecast, a high of 16 on Sunday, a low of 13. Meanwhile, the division playoffs were taking place last night in Glendale, Arizona.
Darnold balls out. Picked up by Verse. Off to the races. And gone for the touchdown.
I should say the division playoffs were set last night in Glendale, Arizona. Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Jared Verse, a 57-yard fumble return for a score. And the Rams defense sacked Sam Darnold 9 times. It was L.A. 27, Minnesota 9. Rams and Eagles Sunday at 3. Elsewhere, Mike McCarthy is out in Dallas. Cowboys talking to Deion Sanders about the position. Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporting that the Steelers will retain Mike Tomlin, but rumors persist otherwise. On the hardwood last night, Terps get 27 from Baltimore's Derek Queen, 15 from point guard Jacoby Gillespie, and beat Minnesota at Xfinity Center, 77-71 the final. Here's an interesting note. Terps now 37-8 under Kevin Willard at home, but they're 8-23 on the road. And finally, warmer thoughts. The Orioles announcing the lineup for their annual Birdland Caravan, and it actually includes players that you want to see. Among them, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Jackson Holliday, Colton Cowser, and Jordan Westberg. The time now is 7:37 when we return, the NFL considering a major change to its postseason format.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
So here it is. The current postseason format, as you know, is you win your division, you get a home game.
Right.
But what happens, like the other few years ago, Seattle was 7-9.
Yeah.
And they won the division, they got a home game.
Or had a wild card like the Vikings.
And that's exactly the reason why it's being talked about now. Three teams this year in the wild card round had better records than the division winner that they played in their place. It was the Vikings, the Commanders, and the Chargers. All went on the road to play.
So maybe more like the NHL. They would group them all by conference, and whoever's the most points or the best record would then be seeded that way.
Well, I think that they would still keep the divisions the way they are because there are division rivalries and everybody's going to want to see that.
Right.
But you're right. At the end of the year, it's seeded by record. And so if Minnesota is 14-3 and they're the third best team in the league, but they didn't win the division because Detroit's 15-2, they still get a home game.
Here's a fun fact.
I like
for
it.
It's got some merit. The Redskins have won their last five games on the final play of the game.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Jaden Daniels.
Crazy.
I call it the Magical Mystery Tour because I don't know how it happens, but it happens.
It's crazy. And I'm not even counting the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Well, that's just nuts. All right. So we'll see if Derek can run rampant over the Bills defense.
We shall see.
This weekend. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joe Rogan had Mark Zuckerberg on his podcast last week when the Facebook CEO made some outrageous censorship claims, but then portrayed his true Democrat colors. First off, he basically, after kowtowing to the Biden regime for most of the Biden years, he then throws Biden and Biden's folks right under the bus.
And then at some point, I don't know, it flipped a bit. I mean, Biden, when he gave some statement at some point, I don't know if it was a press conference or to some journalist, where he basically was like, these guys are killing people. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating and coming after our company. It was brutal. It was brutal.
Yeah.
The power of government.
Yeah. And again, so who authorized the censorship of Facebook, Instagram, and they weren't the only ones. We all know that Twitter at that time was doing all of them. All the social media companies were being muffled, silenced by our government.
I think that while they're trying to push that program, they also tried to censor anyone who is basically arguing against it. And they pushed us super hard to take down things that were honestly were true, right? I mean, they basically pushed us and said, you know, anything that says that vaccines might have side effects, you basically need to take down. And I was just like, well, we're not going to do that. Like, we're clearly not going to do that. I mean, that is kind of inarguably
who
true.
Who is they? Who's telling you to take down things that
it was
to talk about vaccine side effects?
It was people in the Biden administration.
It's a big group of people.
Yeah.
That'd
be nice.
What
if they,
department?
Yeah. Hey, tell us the names. Tell us the department. That's the one area where Rogan, I think, failed to follow up. But then Zuckerbucks, remember, this is a guy that donated $400 million to affect the 2020 election and helping to steal it with the ballot harvesters and the mules, et cetera. Like a very good Democrat, it's my job to push the jab.
You know, if you go back to the COVID example, I think in that case, they were doing something. Their goal of trying to get everyone to get vaccinated was actually, I think, a good goal. Right? It's like
it was a good goal if it worked.
Yeah.
If it was real. Like, if it was a sterilizing vaccine, if it really did prevent people from getting COVID, if it really did prevent people from infecting others or transmitting it. But it didn't. It wasn't a good deal because it wasn't based on real data.
Yeah, but even if it were, right? It's like I think that still on balance, knowing everything that we know now, I still think it's good for more people to get the vaccine. But the government still needs to play by the rules in terms of, you know, not like you can't just suppress true things in order to make your case.
He's trying to thread the needle here.
Yeah.
He's trying to make, you know, I'm going to call out censorship, but at the same time, I'm going to carry water for the Biden regime. And this vaccine was horrible. We now know it to be horrible. The side effects, horrible. They should pull it off the freaking market. And this guy is still carrying water for the Democrats.
Previous vaccines that came up with these kinds of pandemics, I think it was bird flu or rat flu or goat flu or some flu, when they had 5 or 6 deaths, it was pulled.
Yes.
That was it.
It was swine flu.
The swine flu. And we have had hundreds.
It was 26 deaths, boom, and then they pulled it.
Yeah.
And there have been and not just hundreds, but worldwide there have been thousands, maybe as many as 1 million.
Choose Your Fake News comes up in around 60 seconds. We do have a contestant. I'm so excited about that. Traffic weather on the threes first, and here he is, our traffic person man thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Suburbies Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, Route 100. I'm sorry, this morning you are still backed up, and it looks like we're still slow back to the ramp at I-97. The accident, and of course, the 100 westbound is a two-lane road going over towards 295, and that's where the accident is. Last report, only the left-hand lane was getting by. This is a pretty solid backup for the traffic going through that area. So not too many options nearby, but maybe kind of winding your way around Dorsey Road, Telegraph Road, getting away from some of these areas. That's a long backup on 100 West. The wreck eastbound I-70 at Route 94 has now moved to the shoulder, but we're still backed up at the accident scene. Pretty bad wreck, and it had injuries on Route 30, the Hanover Pike at Portner Road. So again, if you're coming down from Hampstead, going north from Glendon, there are still delays there. That investigation is underway. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. Both the tunnels are backed up this morning with at least 15-minute delays on 95 and 895. Construction blocks the right lane, 95 in Harford County, and Route 24 as you're heading north. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Get it done today. Check your battery, belts, hoses, and antifreeze, and have it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And weather channel says sunny, dry, and cold at least through Thursday. 34 for the high today, 32 tomorrow, 33 on the Thursday. And right now it's sunny, 21 in Bel Air and 25 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Today we've got Maryland, our 100th anniversary. Anniversary t-shirts and coffee mugs from WCBM, celebrating our 100th anniversary last year in the state of Maryland. 101 coming up in March of this year. Kurt in Edgewater.
Morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Can I make a recommendation for the next bet on the Buccaneers and Commanders?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I was thinking Chuck, Midnight, Red Bikini, Ybor City.
That happens every Friday night now. What else you want to tell me?
What's the change?
Well, then two nights in a row.
Two nights in a row. Okay, well, you got to have two cups, you know.
Brett Pikini and Ebor.
In some cases, you might need three cups. It just depends on your persuasion. Depends.
For some strange reason, I just visualized that.
You did?
Oh, my God. I'll never, ever be able to get that out of my head again.
That's scary.
Good. You're right.
If Chuck wins, he doesn't get fired.
Oh. I like that bet.
55 years I've been here. How long have you been around, you dumbass?
I'll be 69 in April.
I'm sorry for you. It's okay.
Kurt,
I'm older than you are.
First, second, third, or last today?
I'll go after Doink Whitaker.
Story one. There now is an official offer on the table. President-elect Trump and Truth Social this morning is offering $100 million for Greenland, including $1 million per occupant. There are about 57 million people in Greenland. And he's talking about $43 million for their assets. For comparison purposes, the Louisiana purchase ended up costing us $27 million, and we bought Alaska for $7 million. He wants Greenland for $100 million. That's the opening bid. Story two, Northwestern University to offer a course on unsettling whiteness. The school's Department of Black Studies is offering that course so that you can come to terms with your whiteness. And story three, on his way out the door in about 6 days, and I said it was Tuesday, I meant the inauguration day is Monday.
This
coming Monday, my bad. The Biden regime extended temporary protected status of nearly 1 million folks in the country under temporary protected status, meaning that the Trump administration would not be able to deport even criminal aliens if they were here under TPS. All right. There you have it. Story one, $100 million for Greenland. Story two, unsettling your whiteness. And story three, Biden tries to protect the illegals on his way out the door. We'll start with Mr. Bruce.
Well, let's see. $100 million for Greenland. They didn't include a bunch of beads, so they got that Manhattan was that. The unsettling whiteness, I think that's true. Protected status, I think that's true. Story number one, fake news.
Bruce going for story one. Kristen.
Yeah, I can believe more woke education classes, and I can see the Biden administration trying to do everything they can to stop deporting criminals. So I will say one. I do think Trump's going to bargain, but I don't know if he's going to do it that way.
And Mr. Whitaker. Doink.
I'm going to go with two, please.
All right. Doink goes for two. All right. I do like that nickname, Kurt. And Kurt.
I'm pretty sure it's one. Didn't you say something about billions of dollars? But I'll go with Chuck anyway, number two.
Oh, you're going with Chuck anyway.
I'm pretty sure it was Stewart.
All right. Kurt goes with Doink, and I think that has to do with him coming back and playing again next week.
Yeah.
Story one is our fake news story of the day. So there Bruce and Kristen, but Doink and his cohort in Ybor City, Kurt, they get it wrong today.
That's my doinkette.
Yeah. Even I knew that one, Chuck.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was one. I was just trying to throw you off.
Oh, I see.
Well, you did a good job.
That's another part of the physical thing.
It's my job to throw you off. That's what they said when you... Well, never mind.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right.
You're welcome.
Very good, Kurt. Thanks.
Right, okay, whatever you say.
Doink Johnson and the Doinkettes now appearing at Ybor City.
The East Wind on Pulaski Highway.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
Lounge.
Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. And you can check it out on Rumble as well. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet arch supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Aren't you glad that America's back? Are you glad that you're going to be able to listen to the national anthem and watch those stealth fighters fly over the stadium and weep with pride? Aren't you glad? If you're not down with this, get the hell out of the way. And if you voted for Kamala Harris, and if you've been down with all of this nonsense in the last 4 years, go to your room, think about what you've done, and shut the hell up until Dad gets home on January the 20th.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Kind of wish I could actually be a little more straightforward, Sean, on what he has to say, don't you? You're just Carson kind of holds back.
Yeah. He's kind of a shy guy.
Yeah, you don't know exactly how he feels.
I'm glad to see he's come out of his shell.
Yeah, just a bit, yeah. Like a pistachio nut.
I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot more of them in the near future.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good deal. That'd be kind of nice. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. This morning, 9:30 in the morning, the hearings begin. The confirmation hearings for Donald Trump's nominated individuals to be on his cabinet. Pete Hegseth is first up. It happened around 9:30 this morning. I think he is the first in the chute. He got a lot of initial resistance, but then since then, a lot of reports have come in saying this guy is really smart. He really knows his stuff, and he is taking a rather large financial hit in order to do this job. What was the number he made again, Sean, from Fox the last year? A couple million?
2.3
million?
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, more than Chuck Whitaker makes just by hanging out, which he does typically on a corner sometime on the weekends to make a couple of extra bucks, which is kind of nice to have him do that. We have some comments on the cabinet nominees coming up in just a minute. First, though, at 7:53. Once again, here he is, Streetwalker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bruce.
You're welcome, Street.
Doink. It's Doink Johnson.
That was a good try, but it didn't work. You can try. You'll be gone 3 days. They'll forget about it by then.
Okay. Okay, Doink.
Okay. Never mind, Mr. Casey. We don't need to throw names out now. You'll make me respond in a negative way.
It's just a reminder of what happened at the game.
Ah, get the hell out of here, will you? Come on. South outside of I-97 is slowing now. The normal backup is there. We said right around 8 o'clock or so. And it's there, southbound, coming down from the ramp at Route 32. Nothing major at the Bay Bridge. Traffic is clear over through Whitehall Road and then over towards I-97. 97 southbound as you're working away just around the ramp there at the 50. It'll be a little bit slow right in there, but otherwise no major problems right now. Eastbound I-70, Route 94, that's on the shoulder. They're working on the wreck, Route 30 at Bortner Road. They're still out at Route 100 near the ramp at 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And the Weather Channel forecast, going to be sunny, dry, and cold next several days today. 34 right now, 24 and sunny in Dundalk. It is 22 in Ellicott City. And at 7:54, you're up to date. Don't forget, a little later on the show, 8:37 this morning, actor and filmmaker Nick Searcy. You might recognize him as playing one of the U.S. Marshals in the series Justified. He is out with a new miniseries about J6, and everybody's talking about what pardons, when the pardons are going to happen. So we'll talk with Nick and coming up at 8:37 this morning.
John Barrasso, Tim Scott, Katie Britt.
My job is to make sure they get across the finish line, get on the job, and President Trump deserves a team.
We need Pam Bondi as the Attorney General so that we can stop the DOJ from weaponizing their power.
He has selected people who are willing to not move as business as usual, but yet are ready for action.
All talking about the nominees for Trump's cabinet. And again, the hearings begin this morning. Kayleigh McEnany says, take a look at what's going to happen here. This coming Monday, they are preparing 100 executive orders. Now, I believe the number that Joe Biden had on day one was like 15, 16, some of that kind of number. So this is going to be a flood of EOs that come out next Monday afternoon. And Kayleigh McEnany says, well, if she knows Donald Trump, this is one of these go big or go home moments.
I think the motto is go big or go home this time. Trump has had 4 years to think about this, and he's clearly given it a lot of thought. Just in pure numbers, okay, think about it. They've indicated 100 executive actions. Biden holds the record for the most executive orders on day one. He had 15, and then he had two executive actions. Almost every predecessor only had one executive order on the first day. Trump wants to not just double Biden, but triple him, quadruple, and beyond with 100 executive orders.
Now, I would argue that this is actually politically a very good strategy because he knows that he'll be able to get these things through without all that much pushback on day one, whereas on day 121, he might not be able to.
I'm hearing that Trump will be sworn in next Monday, shortly after 12 o'clock, and then there'll be two major signing ceremonies. One will be on the executive orders, and think about that. I don't know if he's doing them all manually or going to use AutoPen or whatever, but the other is the pardons. Think about it. There have been over 1,000 J6ers that have been charged and arrested and incarcerated. So you got between the executive orders and the J6 pardons and commutations, he's going to be busy signing most of the day until he gets to the inaugural balls Monday night.
We're talking hand cramp by the time the day is done, unless he uses an auto-sign device, because it is going to be a very, very busy day. And, of course, the way they sign their name, Sean, it's not that you and I pick up a pen.
Right.
We sign our name with a pen. We don't sign our name each with 37 pens, because that is actually how they typically do this. They'll take a tiny swipe up on the D part and then put that pen down, give it to somebody. Another part down.
Well, that's typically done with legislation. Yeah. I haven't seen that done with executive orders and or with the pardons or commutations. But we'll see.
Now, one of the guys that I think actually is a pretty sharp political mind. I don't agree with him a lot politically on many issues, but Bill Maher says that, you know, something for the Democrats to bear in mind, political parties do die off. I mean, once upon a time, we had the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, and then the Democrat Party, and then the Whig Party, and the Whig Party died off. The Democrats simply transformed into the KKK and eventually back into a political party following the Civil War. Maher says, however, for the modern-day Democrats, you guys have no idea who you are or what you're about, and parties do die off.
It's more about class now, and when they get on that page, when they have someone who comes up to the, I always say, let's live in the year we're living in, I think that party will do better. As of now, I don't see it in the Democratic Party. I see them still digging the hole deeper.
Yeah, they've not learned the lesson of holes yet. When you find yourself in a deep hole, stop digging. And the Democrats have not stopped digging yet. And I'll tell you, I think parties do die off, and they die off because they have fulfilled their function and gone a step beyond.
Well, especially if they lose their brand.
Yeah.
And the
Democrats, brand's dead.
The brand is, as we know it, is dead. And so what are they going to morph into? What is the next brand? The party of illegal aliens and transgender? And so that is permanent dust heap type stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that, look, they've got some issues, and thank God they have some issues, because they should never be let back in power again.
Yeah, well, Maher says they may not be around to get back in power.
I think parties basically want to survive, as all organisms do, but the Democrats could go the way of the Whigs. Mm. You know, parties do die off when they don't adapt.
Zachary Taylor, 1852, the last Whig president. 8 years later, Whig Party didn't exist. It just didn't exist. It had fallen apart during that 8 years. The new Republican Party was born out of some of the remnants of the Whig Party, and of course, Abe Lincoln, and then the GOP as we currently know it.
Coming up next, a judge rules a juvenile rapist can return to the classroom. Actor Nick Searcy on the War on Truth, and we'll take a look at why everybody was trying to get rid of Elon Musk. It's 8 o'clock.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Just as firefighters were making progress battling the raging Southern California wildfires,
the anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County critical.
L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney. L.A. District Attorney Nathan Hochman says 10 people have been arrested for taking advantage of the fires to commit crimes, including looting and arson. And for at least one of the suspects, he says punishment could be severe if there's a conviction.
Mr. Peoples is he has committed two prior violent or serious felonies. This is his third. As a potential three-strike person, he is looking at life in prison.
The fire-related death toll is 24. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state will cooperate with the Trump administration on the deportation of illegal aliens, especially when you're talking about violent criminals or other serious offenders. And DeSantis expects elected officials across the state to toe the line.
There also needs to be measures to hold people accountable who are violating our anti-sanctuary policies. And then Florida needs to make sure that we don't have any lingering incentives for people to come into our state illegal.
In today's State of the State address, New York Governor Kathy Hochul will unveil a proposal to offer taxpayer-funded tuition to state and city colleges for students pursuing associate degrees in certain high-demand fields. Trump Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth going back to Capitol Hill today. His confirmation hearing gets underway before the Senate. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 110 points. The Nasdaq futures are ahead 62. S&P futures 17 points higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
8:03 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive, with Casey and Elliot, and of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck?
Looks like the Curtis Creek drawbridge was up in the last 10 minutes or so because we had a backup here on the inner loop for that traffic coming over from Quarantine Road. The outer loop is slow crossing at Route 10. We're just now moving traffic again. We don't get any word when they decide to put this bridge up. Second time now today that it's been up, earlier this morning and right now. So we're still backed up. The traffic coming over from Quarantine Road towards the bridge is still just now getting ready to move. And then that backup that was eastbound will be slow over to the ramps at Quarantine Road, trying to get on eventually onto Fort Smallwood Road. Westbound Route 100 is still backed up. Big delay this morning with this wreck over on 100 westbound approaching 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
If you're ready to get back to just regular winter, you're probably not alone. This is a cold stretch, and it lasts through Thursday. At least we're dry with sunshine. 34 today, 32 tomorrow, 33 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 22 degrees. Middle River has 26. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will present his proposed budget to members of the General Assembly this week. At the start of the 90-day legislative session, the governor spoke about the need to make state government more efficient and eliminate wasteful spending. Maryland AG Anthony Brown is reacting after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge of the state's handgun qualification law. He happens to like the law, so he says that was the right decision for SCOTUS to make. Baltimore City Council held its first meeting of 2025 on Monday. Newly elected City Council President Zeke Cohen and other members of the council say one of their priorities is to address truancy and student absenteeism, and a bill was introduced requiring the school system to find the underlying causes causes and recommend solutions. And Ivan Bates has issued a statement after a man entered a guilty plea in the murder of his pregnant girlfriend. Malik McCormick fatally shot Jemaira Burrell December 2022 in the 5600 block of Woodmont Avenue. He was charged with first-degree murder in July of 2023. Bates says the case powerfully conveys the tragic consequences of intimate partner violence and the unimaginable loss for Burrell's loved ones. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers 103 is your pick 3. 4730 is your pick 4. Next, Sign On Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So, call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Roquan Smith, one of the emotional leaders of this Ravens team, giving a fiery pregame speech before the Steelers game on Saturday night.
Woo! Hey, it's real simple today. This real simple today. What the f*** are you willing to give up? What the f*** are you willing to get up? Ask yourself that right now. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to give up? Put it all on the line. Put it all on the line. From the first snap to the last snap. They don't belong on the field with us.
They don't belong on the field with us. After the game, Smith talked about their team's focus over the last 5 weeks.
Absolutely. We knew right after the bye week, man, that it was a new season for us, and every game was like the playoffs for us. And we've been showing that, but we're just getting started. So whoever's on the schedule next week got to see us wherever we got to go or whether it's here. We don't care. We'll be ready.
And that happens to be the Buffalo Bills. Strength for Buffalo, 32 takeaways, third most in the NFL. Weakness for Buffalo, allowing explosive runs, 12 yards or more on runs, 10% of the time. That's the seventh worst rate in the National Football League. Terps took care of Minnesota last night in College Park, 77-71. Derek Queen with 27. Local college basketball last night. Morgan State a winner over Norfolk State. Howard over Coppin. American defeats Loyola. And here's an interesting note. Ravens Hall of Fame safety Ed Reed is in the news. He's accepted a new role that will keep him close to football and family. Chambly High School announced Monday that Reed has been named the school's new offensive coordinator. Reed's son, Ed Reed III, plays for Chambly, where he will be a senior next season. Coming up at 8:35, Caitlin Clark's stalker has been arrested. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm being maligned here. I'm being maligned.
Number three. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. Both the left and the right looking to get rid of Elon Musk from the White House. Veteran producer and actor Nick Searcy joins us to talk about the miniseries on J6, The War on Truth. Our top story here today is, once again, if you live in Maryland, it's pretty hard
to top yourself and be outraged by the story of the day, but we usually find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And the latest is back in, and kudos to Chris Pabst over at Fox 45 and Project Baltimore. He was the first to report on this way back when, in late 2023, when a 15-year-old boy was pleaded to a second-degree rape charge involving a Harford County five-year-old. Five-year-old. But he was not sent to juvenile detention. Instead, here in the state we protect criminal juveniles, he received probation and returned to class at Patterson High School in the city. Because he's a juvie, families were not told a sex offender was in the school. A few months later, that same teen pleaded guilty to fourth-degree sex offense involving the Baltimore County mother's now five-year-old child. The two-time sex offender assaulting five-year-olds or younger was placed in the non-public juvenile sex offender registry. This was so outrageous. I remember after Chris, because we had Chris on the air, we talked to him a great length about this. The Maryland legislature passed a new state law banning students who appear on the juvenile sex offender registry from attending school in person. Instead, the schools must supply alternatives, such as virtual learning. But during a hearing last week, according to sources closest to the case, because you can't get in these juvenile hearings, and it's amazing how the Vinnie Schiraldi has struck again. The defense asked the court to end probation and remove the teenager from juvenile sex offender registry so he could return to school in person, in a classroom, where unbeknownst to the children in the class and the teacher and the administrators, they would never know that he had committed not once, but twice, a sex offense, was on a sex offender registry. And the judge in the case, Baltimore City Judge Charles Bloomquist, appointed by Lockdown Larry, went against the advice of the state's attorney's office and issued a ruling that allowed the two-time sex offender to be removed from the juvenile registry. As you might imagine, the mothers are not happy.
The court is allowing a sex offender to be able to go back to school and essentially not notify parents or other children so that they can protect themselves.
Again, we'll get to the rest of the story in just a second. But a known sex offender is not once but twice, and the recidivism rate on sex offense is 90%, folks. He's going to be put back in a schoolroom setting, in a classroom, endangering other children. And it was sanctioned by a judge. Judge Charles Bloomquist. More on this coming up in just a second.
813 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Doink Johnson.
There is a new problem now at the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound. A couple of vehicles are on the shoulder with a police car coming out of the northbound tunnel, but they have not released the northbound traffic yet. So traffic coming up to Poteet Street, you're coming up to the Steel Bridge, and up to the Toll Plaza on 895. Nobody is going into the tunnel at this point, northbound 895. So keep an eye on that. Of course, your options. But if you're already on 895, you don't have many options. But over on the southwest side, maybe the beltway up to 95 to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Now, coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there's an accident after 395 on 95 south. There is road blockage there. Very quickly, we're backing up towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Both the tunnels been really heavy this time of the morning, and since about 6:30, we've had that heavy traffic southbound on 95 and 895, and this particular wreck around Camden Yards is just going to be adding to that delay. Just now seeing some traffic coming out of the tunnel on 895, so we're just starting to move there, but that backup is still back towards the area at Poteet Street. We'll keep an eye on that. You still had delays last check with the wreck, Route 100 westbound moving over towards 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny, dry, and cold at least through Thursday. Today's high 34. Right now it is 23 and sunny in Middle River, 25 in Severn. And time for us to once again to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it is time for us to head to the Big Top. Please enter the Big Top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring, because this is kind of a special one for us. It's not exactly a Democrat who's gone nuts. It's one who's just never quite measured up before, but it's good to see that she has a sense of humor. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre and young Mr. Ducey.
Over 2 years, my friend, this is, let's say, one last dance, right? I don't know how I'm going to fill my dance card now. How will I fill that void without you?
You told me.
Start some rumors in here, I guess.
He's getting red, too.
Where do I begin?
Ah, yes.
To tell the story of how great a love can be.
Just like Kiss Me, Kate.
The sweet love story.
Star-crossed lovers, one a news person, the other a spokesdoodle, spar with each other for years on end until finally, tragically, their affair ends.
Where do I start?
And that is the clown car for the day. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Five with Casey and Elliot.
Who are you going to miss more, Joe Biden or KJP?
I don't know, man.
Kamala Harris? Or
It's a potpourri of choices there.
I think
maybe Kamala Harris is word salads. I think I'm going to miss those.
Remember the Secretary of Energy, the guy that got caught cross-dressing and
stealing
women's luggage? He might be my all-time favorite, although Dr. Richard Renee, or whatever her name is, Levine, over at HHS.
Rachel, that's what it is.
She might
What an odd crew, man.
What an odd 4 years.
Yeah.
I felt like I've been in the Twilight Zone for the last 4 years. And reality is starting to set in that in 6 days, we're going to have our country back.
Can't come soon enough.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. All right, so imagine now. You're a mother who you don't want to identify your child, obviously, and you're not going to identify yourself by name, but you appear on camera at great risk to point out the injustices that your daughters have suffered at the hands of a sex offender in Hartford County, and in Baltimore City. And so, and then you learn that a judge, because the defense asked, is going to put this sex offender back in a classroom.
He needs to remain in the registry at least until he's 21, so that way we can protect all the other kids that are in school. I mean, rape in the second degree is a very, very serious crime.
Both cases really have never once been about our daughters. They have always been about protecting the offender, and that's what's disgusting to me.
But that's what we do in Maryland, because they're run by a bunch of progressive kooks, okay? That want to protect the criminals, that want to protect the criminal element, and the psychos that live among us. So that's what we do in Maryland. Look, I'm all for, if you're, you know, again, you due process. If you're charged with a crime, you get your day in court, and if you're guilty, you're guilty. But if you've been acquitted, again, so be it. That's our system.
Yep.
Okay. But this guy pleaded guilty. He pleaded guilty to raping.
And the judge basically said, all right, you're guilty, but don't miss math class.
And again, you could educate them in a virtual setting in order. You know, if you go on the Department of DJS, you go on their website, the first thing that they list on their mission statement is to protect children. How in God's name is putting a convicted sex offender back in a classroom protecting children?
I was mad. I was extremely emotional. I was devastated. The judge just made his decision, and that was that.
Yeah.
Judge Charles Bloomquist. And one of the mothers says, "This is now." There's still time for Judge Blomquist, hopefully, to rectify his mistake. But he's incommunicado, according to Chris Pabst over at Fox 45.
How are you going to be able to monitor and safely protect all the students in a school when this person has admitted to having urges that they can't control? I think they made a huge mistake.
Yeah, they did, and you won't. You won't be able to know. You won't be able to protect. And that's what passes for justice here in the state of Maryland. It is sickening.
Well, you know what, it's interesting. Before you do this, real briefly, there were hearings years ago, and they had sex offenders in front of the General Assembly, in front of the committee, and they said, we can't be fixed.
Yeah.
We can't be cured. I mean, it is
the
who
highest,
we are. We can't do anything about it. Don't let us out.
Highest recidivism rate of any criminal offense. 820, Law Office of Michael A. Freeman joining us once again. Chief Counselor Michael Freeman on the line with us. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Good morning. On a much, 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 much brighter note, how about our two teams going to the division?
How about
playoffs,
that? Huh? I mean, there's still a chance that it could be a Super Bowl meeting.
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. I think you have the better shot at making the Super Bowl, obviously, but you never know.
Now, congratulations.
Thanks, same to you.
The Commanders. So this is kind of basic 101 stuff, but it just happened recently. We had somebody in a grocery store that we all know who they are, the name of the store, and they got hit by another shopper. And the other shopper, and you see this happens, you're standing there looking at boxes, trying to figure out which cereal you're going to buy, and some nudnik comes streaking down the aisle with her kid in the basket, wheels right into our client, knocks her over, and she's really, really injured. The key question is there a report made at the store? And she said, well, you know, my child, that child was crying, and I had to get the lady's name, and I was injured, I could hardly walk, and I called 911, and the ambulance came, and the store was very nice. They opened the door, and they walked me to the ambulance. I said, okay, but did you talk to any manager there? Did you talk, no. Have you called back yet? Well, no, I wanted to talk to a lawyer first. I said, well, it's good that you called, but the next call has got to be to the store. So listen, if you're in a store, in a restaurant, and any of those commercial situations, and you're injured, please make sure that you get the manager to make a report of what happened while it's fresh. Okay, you don't want somebody else coming down and saying, "Oh, I never saw it," or "There wasn't any kid in that basket," or your client was jumping up and trying to reach. No, as soon as the incident happens, you call somebody from the store. You demand sit there until the manager comes, if you can, and takes a full report, because that is the key. And that report will have all the information on the other party, et cetera, that you need to know. So that's 101. If you have any of those kinds of accidents or whatever, we do them, we handle them. Steve's great with that kind of stuff. It's amazing. So just give us a call. You know, we're there 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 24 hours a day. 363-6848, 410 is the number to start off with. We look forward to talking with you. Check our website, maflaw.com. Let's go, Commanders. Let's go, Ravens. And we'll talk next week.
All right, Michael. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. And that's Law Office's Michael A. Freeman. Don't forget the personal injury assistant app on their website, maflaw.com, would also help in that situation. It's just right on your phone. And you use your phone, take pictures, interview folks, and you got a record of it. So it's at maflaw.com.
Download the app, 823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Chuck Blank, Whitaker.
The backup on 895 is on the northbound side. It was coming up to the K-Trust Bridge, and that was because of an accident on the northbound side coming out of the Old Harbor Tunnel, and at one point the left-hand lane was still blocked. So I've been watching this camera for the traffic where the traffic is coming out of the tunnel, and it's only trickling out. So every once in a while we get a couple of cars come out in the right lane, which still indicates that they're working in the left-hand lane coming into the tunnel northbound. We've had a backup that went back beyond the Poteet Street ramp, may even be back towards the spur now at I-97 on 895. So again, your options would be north onto the Beltway if you haven't gotten onto 895, and then come up through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which also has their own issues right now. Backups southbound on 95 and 895. 95 is backed up with the wreck just south of Camden Yards, and that had some road blockage. That backup is all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're backed up towards Moravia Road, and 895 is backed up at least to Pulaski Highway, Newark, Howard County, Route 32 eastbound, coming over to the light at Route 1. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the town says sunny, dry, and cold today, at least through Thursday. 34 today, tonight 20 for the low, tomorrow 32, Thursday's high 33. Next chance for precipitation is Saturday, but the temperatures will moderate. So right now it looks like it's going to be rain. But we'll know more by Thursday, obviously. Right now it is sunny and 22 in Forest Hill, 25 in Annapolis. So we're talking about this incredible case of, you know, we thought we had a loophole, a wrong righted in the system where juvenile sex offenders were put back in classrooms unbeknownst to anybody, and they were preying on young children. And the legislature did address it, so I want to give credit to the legislature for doing that. But then all of a sudden, one of these juvies defense attorneys, don't know which one, but we'll find out who, asking this Judge Bloomquist to have his client removed from the juvenile sex offender registry. Now, I'm wondering, does this happen a lot in the adult world? Do adult sex offenders get their names removed from registries?
Because they asked?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And so the first question, and this is from Chris Pabst, for Judge Bloomquist, what criteria do you use to determine if a child who has a history of sex offenses should be removed from the juvenile sex offender registry? What, are you taking on the word? Does the defense attorney, I promise my client won't rape again? I mean, I don't know what the criteria is, and it would be nice to know. Here's another question. If the sex offender returns to in-person learning, do you believe your decision jeopardizes the safety of students in that school? Here's my question to Judge Bloomquist. Would you make the same decision if it was your child?
Yeah.
Or your grandchild that was affected by putting that sex offender back in a classroom?
Yeah, would you welcome that risk?
Yeah.
Yeah. And my bet is any sensible human being would say no. So basically it's one set of rules for me.
We're talking about sensible human beings now. That's not always the case with judges here on the bench in Maryland.
Didn't mean to mix things up for you. My sense would be no, absolutely not. I don't feel I should have to assume that risk or that my child should have to assume that risk.
And then there's another question. Would you tell the parents whose children would be sitting in class with a repeat sex offender and not know it?
God, yes.
Would you tell a teacher? Would you tell an administrator? Would you tell anybody that this was a sex offender? It used to be, you know, scarlet letter. It used to be adult sex offenders weren't allowed within how many feet of a school? It was usually, what, a mile?
Right.
Half a mile or something. Adult sex offenders weren't allowed anywhere near a school. And here you're putting a juvenile sex offender inside the school.
Yeah, I forget when it was, but you could not buy, as a sex offender, there was a case in Timonium 15, 20, 30 years ago, perhaps, where a guy had bought a house across the street from a middle school. Sorry, you got to move, sport.
Yep.
You can't be that close. When the local residents found out, you have to move, and he was forced to move.
And that begs the question: Are accommodations, are excuses being made here because of the age of the offender? Sex offense is sex offense.
Yes.
Okay. And it's just they, as I say, they repeat this behavior, and sometimes they see it. They see it, adults committing these behaviors against other children, and that pattern repeats itself just like physical abuse does, or verbal abuse, or alcoholism, or drug addiction. It is learned behavior. And they go and they repeat this stuff ad nauseum. So the final question here is, does the public deserve to have our questions answered and our concerns about the safety of our children and grandchildren in our schools? Judge Bloomquist, I think you do owe the public at large and the children that you may have placed in jeopardy. You deserve to know why. Why would you ignore state's attorney's advice and take the advice of this defense attorney. I hope and pray there isn't something else at work here.
Yeah.
I'm going to give people the benefit of that.
That was very, very disturbing.
All right, it's 8:30. Nick Searcy, producer, actor, up next on the War on Truth regarding J6. Right now, latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Bolivar City Council held its first meeting of 2025 yesterday. Newly elected City Council President Zeke Cohen and other members of the council say one of their priorities is to address truancy and student absenteeism, and a bill was introduced requiring the school system to find the underlying causes and recommend solutions. Bolivar City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has issued a statement after a man entered a guilty plea in the murder of his pregnant girlfriend. Malik McCormick fatally shot Jamira Burrell December of 2022 in the 5600 block of Woodmont Avenue. He was charged with first-degree murder in July of 23. Bates says the case powerfully conveys the tragic consequences of intimate partner violence and unimaginable loss for the Burrell's loved ones. Liberty Elementary School in Bolivar City was placed on a lockdown yesterday afternoon after a shooting victim went to school for help. 28-year-old man shot in the 3500 block of Garrison Boulevard shortly before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. When he got to the school, officials called police. Medics took him to a hospital, non-life-threatening injuries. Bolivar City under a code blue extreme cold alert today through Thursday morning. The below freezing temps and the wind chills can pose a significant health risk to city residents, including cold-related injuries, frostbite, hypothermia, and in extreme cases, the potential for fatalities. During a code blue alert, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. And the security guard who was murdered at Northwest Baltimore McDonald's is being remembered as an incredible dad and a hardworking, dependable man. Jamal Davis shot and killed Sunday during altercation with the suspect at the entrance to McDonald's. He worked for the Cameo Consultant Company, which has posted a message saying Jamal was not just a member of the team, but a part of the family, and his unwavering dedication, quiet professionalism, and genuine kindness left an indelible mark on everyone he encountered. 8:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store, and when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet Store. The Goodfeet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Pick 3 Lottery 103, pick 4, 4730. And now it's Stein on Smoke. Oh, no, not yet. Not yet, Gary, not yet. First,
nope, not
traffic,
yet.
Traffic on the threes.
Sit back, let me talk, and then you can have it.
Sorry, Doink.
895 northbound. Just saw the medic unit come out of the tunnel at the Old Harbor Tunnel. So that's some fairly good news. We at least get the injured people out of there. But the backup is still back beyond Poteet Streets. Not quite back to the spur at I-97, but very slow right now on 895 northbound. If you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, there was an accident southbound after the ramp at Russell Street down near Washington Boulevard. And that still has a slow, and both the tunnels southbound are still backed up as you're coming in from the city-county line. The new wreck was eastbound Route 32 near the intersection at Route 100. Keep in mind, or make that at Route 1, and keep in mind the wreck earlier on the Hanover Pike at Bortner Road, north of Glendon, south of Hempstead. It looks like the investigation might still be underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you're ready to get back to just regular winter, you're probably not alone. This is a cold stretch, and it lasts through Thursday. At least we're dry with sunshine. 34 today, 32 tomorrow, 33 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
There really is something special about winter playoff football. I mean, just the way it looks. The snow, the cold, the breath coming out of players' helmets, and the end being near for one of these two teams, whoever it is. Here's John Harbaugh on what he's looking forward to Sunday in Buffalo.
You know, in their place, you know, it's going to be cold. It's going to be blustery, all that. I can picture John Facenda coming down, you know, from the heavens and narrating the preview to the game.
Well, ask and ye shall receive.
The frozen tundra of Municipal Stadium made footing tenuous, and defense prevailed most of the day.
The voice of God, no doubt. Snow in the forecast for Buffalo on Sunday, 30% chance. High temperature of 16, a low of 13, and the Bills are a 1.5-point favorite in the game. Meanwhile, there were no weather issues in Glendale last night. For the Vikings, the only issue was the Rams' defense.
Darnold balls out! Picked up by Verse! Off to the races! And gone for the touchdown!
Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. 9 sacks and a Jared Verse defensive touchdown for the Rams. They pummel the Vikings 27-9. Watch out for L.A. They'll be in Philly on Sunday. Elsewhere in the NFL, Mike McCarthy out in Dallas. Cowboys talking to Deion Sanders. And the Steelers are reportedly retaining Mike Tomlin. To the hardwood we go, where Maryland authored a spirited second half against the Gophers.
On the floor, into the corner. Gillespie for the lead.
Call on BTN, the three by Jacoby Gillespie lifted Maryland to a 49-46 lead, and they wouldn't let it go. 77-71 over Minnesota, Derek Queen a career-high 27. A 55-year-old Texas man was arrested on a felony stalking charge in Indianapolis after sending threats and sexually violent messages to WNBA star Caitlin Clark via X. Police records show that Michael Lewis of Denton, Texas, was charged with a level 5 felony after he was arrested at a hotel in Indianapolis. He's scheduled to appear in court this morning. Lewis could face up to 6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Here's a couple of samples of the messages. Quote, been driving around your house all day, 3 times a day, but don't call the law just yet. The public is allowed to drive by. Another one, I'm getting tickets. I'm sitting behind the bench. Other messages were more graphic. And this is so sad. Former Orioles pitcher Brian Mattis likely died of a drug overdose. Both the Baltimore Sun and the Baltimore Banner are reporting. Mattis, 37 years old, was found dead in his Arizona home on January 6th by his mother, Elizabeth, who went to his house to check on him. After he didn't answer the door, she entered through a bathroom window and found Brian Mattis on his back on the couch in the upstairs loft, cold to the touch, with a white substance in his mouth. And that, unfortunately, is Stein on Sports.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive. In 6 days, President-elect Trump will be sworn in. All eyes will be on the pardons and commutations of the J6ers, political prisoners who had their government weaponized against them in the Fed's erection. One of the most important films you did probably not see was Capital Punishment. Everything they told you about J6 was a lie. Producer Nick Searcy, veteran actor, has maintained a distinguished career spanning more than 2 decades. He's been in a number of award-winning films, The Shape of Water being one of them, 3 billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. My favorite, of course, is when he portrayed U.S. Marshal in Justified. Nick joins us here today on our Newsmaker Hotline. Nick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I think it's three decades now.
Yeah, that's okay. Listen, that first film, Capital Punishment, from the website, said the most censored film. Look, everything in that film, we've been told about J6, was a lie, and you brought video evidence, you brought witnesses to it as well. The latest, which was out, I think, last May, The War on Truth. So why is it important for people, whether they're Trump supporters or whether they, think that J6 was an insurrection or wasn't, why is it important for them to see this film, this miniseries?
Well, because of what we did in the War on Truth, and there's also a miniseries that we just released on January 6th of this year. It's a four-hour expanded version of the War on Truth, which shows even more of what we were talking about. But what we tried to do in the War on Truth is show people exactly who these people are that the government has demonized as domestic terrorists. And by and large, they are just good, hardworking, decent Americans who have never been arrested for anything before in their lives. And they're having their homes raided by SWAT teams, and they're being treated like they're drug cartel leaders or serial killers or something. And this has all been done for political purposes, simply to demonize Trump supporters, demonize people who protested the last election, and to try to support the regime that has been in power for the last 4 years.
Nick, how do you overcome that narrative? Once these things get pretty much established, the old saying is, once you convince somebody of a lie, it's almost impossible to convince them they've been lied to.
Yeah. Well, the most difficult part of the whole process in making all these films over the last 4 years is getting people who believe the narrative to accept the possibility that their government could actually be this evil. And that is hard to accept. It was hard for me to accept when I first started making the movie. You don't want to think that America, the greatest country on earth, that the government of this country has become so sinister and so conniving. But it is true. And that's the hardest thing. It's just what I've tried to do is just say to people, just watch it. Watch the first half hour and just tell me if you think this is the way your fellow Americans, no matter what they believe, if this is the way you think they should be treated.
We're talking with Nick Searcy, actor, producer of The War on the Truth, that, of course, out in movie form and now miniseries as of last week. And I think we're beginning to win this argument, Nick, and I've seen some polling data that indicate that Americans now are questioning what the government has told us about J6. I think one of the most compelling pieces of video is when J6ers are milling about peacefully in support of the, let's stop the certification to figure out, not to overthrow, but let's just stop the certification to figure out what the hell went on in some of these states. And all of a sudden, Capitol Police opened fire on American citizens.
Yeah, and that was done deliberately. And this is why they suppress so much of the video, why there's 40,000 hours of video of that day that has not been seen by the American public, because that's what it shows. It shows that the Capitol Police basically attacked a peaceful crowd and instigated whatever riot there was. And one thing people don't really take into account is that the process that was going on inside the Capitol building that day was exactly what the people outside wanted to have happen. Ted Cruz was standing up with, challenging the vote, wanting to send it back to Arizona. That process that was interrupted was exactly what the protesters wanted. The only people that would want to disrupt that process would be the Democrats. So that and what happened after the so-called insurrection happened, they cleared the House, then they brought everybody back in, said it's too dangerous to continue this process, and they went ahead and certified the election. So the people that were protesting, that's not what they wanted to happen. They wanted the vote to be sent back to the states to be confirmed, and that's what they avoided.
Nick Sears, he's with us. Nick, hang on a couple of seconds, if you would. We have more to come with you. First, it's 843. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
895 northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel is still backed up to Poteet Street, and traffic is still just coming out. So far, it looks like just in a single lane to the right. So that's northbound. There was a wreck in the left-hand lane northbound. Some of those cars are just now starting to come out. Here comes a double line now of cars coming out of the tunnel northbound. So slow recovery there on 895. The wreck that was on 95 south after Camden Yards, that is cleared. That pace is improving. That will help the traffic on 95 coming through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And it looks like the wreck also south of Hempstead may have cleared now. Route 30 looks a little better moving in that area before Route 91. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and cold today, and it's going to be 34. It's going to be cold for the next several days, so just hang in there. Come on, spring, sunny, and 24 in the city, 25 in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline, veteran actor, producer Nick Searcy. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance said over the weekend that he thought those that were convicted of violence on J6 should maybe not receive a pardon or commutation. And yet I pointed out that some of those people were wrongfully accused of violence, especially if they were coming to the aid of others or trying to defend themselves. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely correct. I mean, you see in the war on truth, they have lied about what constituted a violent charge against these defendants. In so many cases, there's a lady in our movie called Victoria White who was almost beaten to death by Capitol policeman Jason Bagshaw. And she was charged with assault because she put her hands up over her head to try to stop the baton from hitting her. And they said because she grabbed the policeman's baton that she was guilty of assault. That's the kind of thing that these people have been so overcharged and so lied about. The Department of Justice so many times has literally lied in court about what they did. Another man, Colt McAbee, who got sentenced almost 7 years, was charged with assault because he had on a pair of motorcycle gloves that he helped a Capitol policeman up off the ground. He touched him by helping him up off the ground. You can hear the Capitol policeman saying, thank you, and they charged him with assault with a deadly weapon because he had motorcycle gloves that had metal on them. I mean, this is the kind of thing, this is where J.D. Vance is misinformed about the charges. All of the people on January 6th, every one of those charges is illegitimate. I don't personally care what they did. Everything that happened that day was an illegitimate act by the government, and they should all be released on day one.
It would seem to me, Nick, that even if the idea of pardoning every single one of them is not tenable, that under the most generous to the prosecution reading of the law, each of these individuals who's been charged with minor physical offenses, they've served a sufficient amount of time. They should all have their sentences commuted. They should all go home. Tell me why I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong. They should be, and that's what we're planning for. I mean, one of the things we're doing right now is getting ready for the 20th, next Monday, when all these people are hopefully released, because they will be released on that day. If President Trump decrees that they, with an executive order, says that all their sentences are commuted, they will be released on that day. So we're trying to plan, you know, having people be there at the prisons to make sure that these people have a ride home or you know, waiting for their families to get there and that sort of thing. Because that's going to be a bit chaotic, and we want to be there to support these people if, in fact, they are released.
Well, Nick, both capital punishment and the war on truth now in miniseries forms are incredible pieces of documentary filmmaking, so you and Chris Burgard should be lauded for that. But I have interviewed a number of J6ers over the years, Jake Lang and Tim Hale and McAbee and others. And the treatment that they have received in these facilities is unconscionable. It is un-American. Are you or anybody ever going to be able to shed the light on how these political prisoners were treated inside the D.C. Gulag and elsewhere?
Well, there's some of that in the war on truth. We talk about the conditions inside the prison, testimony from some of the people who were in the gulags. And hopefully that is more and more that's going to come out, because this has been a deliberate act of torture to these political prisoners. That's really what it was. And if you look at some of what the judges said, even in their findings, they were talking about re-education and trying to make these defendants sort of renounce their support of President Trump. It's like we were in Stalinist Russia, where it's like, declare your allegiance to the dear leader and we will reduce your sentence.
Yeah, you committed thought crimes.
Yeah, thought crimes, exactly. And so I believe you're right, what you said before. More and more people are waking up to this, I think, because of the compounding of the failures of our government over the last 4 years, you know, with the COVID nonsense, and now with what's happening in California. And it's like people are beginning to wake up to the possibility that, hey, my government may actually be lying to me about things.
we've seen that
possibility.
From J6, from COVID, from the borders, from foreign wars, everything. Most importantly, Nick, how do people get the War on Truth miniseries or the movie? Where do they go to see it or obtain it?
It's at hisglory.tv. Hisglory.tv. The miniseries is there in four parts. It's totally free. All you have to do is go there and click on it. It's easy to find. Hisglory.tv.
All right. Any chance that we're going to get Justified remade? I really missed that show, Nick.
They didn't bring back anybody but Raylan, so it was a flop. I mean, hopefully if they bring back another Justified, hopefully they'll bring back the rest of us.
Yeah,
too.
Bring back the entire cast, right?
Yeah.
Nick, thanks so much, and thanks for all you do.
All right, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
That's Nick Searcy, great actor, folks. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Realestate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion. You'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Interesting historical note. Talking about James Facenda a few minutes ago, the voice of God for NFL film.
John Facenda.
It was hired on a whim. He happened to be sitting in a bar talking with friends or talking to the TV or whatever. Ed Sabol, who is the producer, just happened to be there well. He walked up and hired him on the spot because of a very stentorian baritone voice.
Same thing happened to Gary Stein.
Pretty much exactly the same thing.
Hired on a whim.
Yeah, well, there you go. 8:53, Talk Radio's. Well, you know what? It's unlike some who get hired on a doink.
Yes.
You know?
The doinkster is here.
Yeah.
He's back, folks.
It's the doinkster. They call him Chuck Van Doinmeister.
Bruce?
Yes, sir.
Don't show up tomorrow.
Okay.
because you'll have nobody to talk to.
That's right. You got to play nice.
All right. Dwight Johnson, traffic and weather on the threes.
I'll do traffic and mime tomorrow.
Oh, that'll good.
Yeah. Of course, what Sean would say, what difference does it make anyway?
Well, you know what? If, with the mime and the coconut, oh, never mind.
Drink them both up.
That's right.
895 is still backed up. The problem was an accident in the tunnel on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. And, of course, once you get into 895 northbound, you're landlocked. There are no exits once you come north from the spur at I-97. So you're sitting right there. You have to come up through Potee Street. You have to come up to the K-Trust Bridge, which is the big steel bridge, before you get to the plaza. And then now the traffic, even northbound after that, is still slow going in into the tunnel. So right now, I would think from the back end there at I-97 to get through the tunnel, you could be looking at 25, maybe 30 minutes on the northbound side. We had problems earlier. Both the tunnels are still busy southbound. Be prepared for that as you're working your way through 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny, dry, and cold at least the next 3 days. You have to wait till Saturday before it warms up at all, getting back up in maybe to the 40s. 34 today. Right now, 25 in Glen Burnie, 23 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing A-okay.
Good, good. Lots to talk about today. Of course, we're going to talk about what's going on in Annapolis. I did see where Democrats are blaming the elderly for the budget crisis. I mean, it's a joke, right? I mean, at this point, hopefully Republicans really fight back. I know we're still in the minority in Annapolis, but this is just ridiculous.
Yeah, there's not going to be, if they keep it up, there's going to be the elderly left in the state of Maryland, because everyone's voting with their feet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about how the gun laws here in Maryland are back in the spotlight. Due to the Supreme Court decision. And Senator Tom Cotton explains why purchasing Greenland is such a great idea. So we're going to talk about that. I have audio from Tom as well. So we're going to talk about that because the more and more I hear about it, the more and more I understand why this is such a hot topic. At first, I thought it was a little bit on the trolling side, but now it makes a little more sense.
How much would you think you would pay for Greenland if you had the budget?
Me personally?
You personally?
Like $8 a month.
$8 a month? Just in other words, you want like those Christmas payments.
She thought Manhattan was a steal at $26. And
she wants a layaway plan for Greenland.
I do.
Well, you know, it goes back into the history of this country, our manifest destiny. This, we wouldn't have had the whole country if we didn't buy Louisiana, if we didn't purchase and move westward.
Manhattan. Alaska.
From the Dutch. And Alaska, of course, imagine if the Russians had been successful and maintained.
Yeah.
Got a hold of Alaska.
Take a look. Even our southern border would be different because the Gadsden Purchase would be, it'd mean that we'd have a whole different shaped nation.
We would. So I think Trump has gone back to the history books for the future of America. And I think it's a wonderful idea. Now, he might be trolling Canada a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there.
On the 50th state.
Yeah.
Just a little bit on the Canada side.
They rejected Trudeau, after all, what's left.
Yeah, no, so we're going to talk about that. I want people to weigh in, too, and let me know their thoughts on it.
All right, very good.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Are you angling for ambassador to Greenland? Is that what's going on here?
No, I don't need it. I saw how cold it is there.
John Fetterman wants to be the Pope. He wants to be the Pope of Greenland.
Oh, right. I did see that. Yeah.
That means you could still be the boss thereof.
No, I'm not going. No.
Too cold.
Too cold.
I can't see at 9 o'clock here on the morning drive with Casey.
If Greenland is where Bermuda is, she might be interested, seems to me. Eddie Puzner is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants, Hardee's, Carl's, and he was previously a commercial trial lawyer in private practice. He's a great observer of the economy and the economic numbers. Well, the most recent economic numbers, at least the top line, it looks pretty good, but it says, get into the real numbers, and they look pretty grim.
If you look below the numbers a little bit, you'll notice that 700,000, we have 700,000 fewer native-born Americans employed today than we did before the pandemic. We've got 1.3 million fewer full-time jobs than we had in June of 2023. And we've got government jobs hitting an historic high last month. And over the past year, about half, a little more than half of the jobs that were created were paid for either directly or indirectly by taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, in other words, we keep growing the government and shrinking the private sector. If you have 700,000 fewer jobs now, this is when they screw with the numbers to fool us, oh, the economy's doing great, look at these numbers. Well, the raw numbers are there are 700,000 fewer Native Americans, actually Americans born in, not Native American in the Indian sense, but Native Americans actually working now than were working before COVID. I mean, Donald Trump had the economy roaring, and Joe Biden killed it. 700,000 fewer jobs. And Pulitzer says, there's one more thing, by the way, and that is you can't have just government job growth. You run out of people who are paying taxes working in private industry to pay for those government jobs.
We need private sector job growth, not government job growth, and we need full-time jobs for Native Americans. And I think that these are the important, I think those are the important factors, and we need to look at this report more realistically.
Yeah,
period. That is the key.
Yep.
Vinny Steele is one of those private sector companies, your home sold guaranteed realty, that is actually creating jobs and is going to help sell your home. And the fact is, with a database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, when you list with Vinny, when you sign on the dotted line, sign the contract, and you've agreed to asking price and time frame, your home is guaranteed to sell. Why? Because, well, that database, it's not a proprietary secret, but because of innovative programs like sell your home, stay in your home for up to 12 months, or trade in your home, or if you don't feel like fixing up your home, there's a program for that as well. All of it means that your home is going to sell. Just call Vinny. Tell him I told you to call 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. That's going to do it for us. Bruce is back in the morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.